Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live PM transmission on this very day, the 21st day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approaching exactly a few seconds past 7 p.m. in the evening. Therefore, wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially those beloved Biafrans in the Far Eastern part of the world. This is your platform. This is your radio station. And as always, we are irrepressible. We are indefatigable. We are unstoppable, relentless in all that we do in pursuit of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, and that place is the Republic of Biafra. That is what we seek. That is exactly what we are going to get. We remain ever grateful to the Almighty Chukwa Biama for the mercy, the kindness he has continued to show upon us, and for making it possible for us to atone to him. Because had we not atoned to Chukwa Biama, we would have failed. Those of them that would have made it possible for us to fail, we have been able to identify, not us, Chukwa Biama did. They have been set aside. We continue to march forward because we are, as always, demonstrably incorruptible. We are beyond corruption. We remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are untouchable. And as long as all these qualities and attributes remain, we therefore know with every degree of certainty that Biafra is going to come under our watch. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra and also the director of this very fine and wonderful radio station, the only type of its kind anywhere on this planet, because at this precise moment, even the heavens and the earth will come to a standstill. People will tune into Radio Biafra because they know that this is the only place where the truth is preached, the whole of it. And nothing but that very truth. That is why we remain at the forefront of every effort being made to restore our country. That is why our hands are clean. That is why we worship Chukwa Biama in truth and honesty. That his abiding love and protection may forever be our portion. That is why enemies fall by the wayside. That is why they implicate themselves. That is why we cast them asunder and continue to march forward. And that is why Biafra will come. Because if you're listening to Radio Biafra today, you must be doing so either via satellite, because we are a satellite broadcaster. And for those of them who are too thick or too daft to understand it, satellite you actually pay for to broadcast on it. We are also on radiobiafra.co, but it is our understanding that radiobiafra.co is encountering severe problems. Jonathan gave them money. I don't know what they're afraid of. They know that Radio Biafra is the only platform that can destroy that very entity by preaching a very simple gospel of truth. That is why Jonathan is expending so much energy and resource trying to bring down Radio Biafra. We continue to battle them, and also that costs money. If you're wondering, how do you keep Radio Biafra going? Because it requires effort, it requires sacrifice, it requires monumental funding on our part. Or else, what some of you encountered trying to get into Radio Biafra will continue to happen. Therefore, we advise everybody, please, before start looking or logging into Radio Biafra from 6:30 London time, 6:30 in Biafra land every blessed day. If you wait too close to 7 p.m., you are in serious trouble, because the system cannot handle the amount of requests it is receiving at the same time. And most times our enemies do interfere. They pull our systems down. Therefore, we continue to do everything humanly possible to ensure we remain live on air, to ensure that this very glorious gospel that is preached here every blessed day continues unadulterated and unabated. We continue to do this work because we know that there are some of you who are worthy to see Biafra. Most of you are very bad. Almost 99% of you are horrible. But there is that tiny 1%. And when I pray to Chukwu Abiam, I say, because of them, because of the likes of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, remember those of them that call upon your name in truth and honesty. Do not forget them. For their sake, please give us Biafra. Because we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to exalt you in the same land where we remember those that fell in battle in defense of that very thing that they believe in, which is the dignity, the sanctity, and the integrity of life itself. Because before Biafra was declared, we were being killed, slaughtered left, right, and center. They died that we may live. We remembered them in that land of yours on the 30th of May. We have atoned for every mistake we've ever done publicly before the whole world on the 3rd and the 4th. And we remain grateful to you for revealing to us what Satan hid from us. And for that, we are far more compact, far more resolute. Now we know those who are freedom fighters and those who are simply agents of darkness in sheepskin. They have been identified and set asunder. And for that reason and reason alone, now we can commence our work properly, knowing fully well that our secret is intact, knowing fully well that our strategy can never ever be compromised, knowing fully well that those of them who are genuine Biafrans have now stood up to be counted. We recognize them, we acknowledge them. We also say to them, you must remain resolute. Anytime you go to pray, if at all you pray genuinely from the bottom of your heart, anytime you go to pray, say to Chukwu Abiam, do not allow me to be used by the enemies of this very wonderful project that you yourself ordained. That must be a prayer point you will latch onto every day. Do not allow me to be an instrument for the destruction of the construction of your temple. Don't allow me to be used. O Lord God in heaven, don't allow me ever to be used. Continue to put in me pure heart and good spirit, that I may not only partake in the coming of this your kingdom, but that I may also be able to build it, that in the end, every honor, praise, and glory will go to your name. Also ask Chukwu Abiama to remove from you the evil spirit of cynicism. Ask Chukwu Abiama to banish every dangerous evil characteristic in your body. Ask Chukwu Abiama to cleanse you of it, because it is extremely destructive. If you think like an Igbo person, you will never get Biafra. You will languish as a slave forever and ever. In the next 71 years, you'll be swept away. The wrath of Chukwu Abiama will banish you from history. That is why we must do what is right. That is why we must refocus. We must redouble our effort. We must demonstrate once again that anything we say comes to pass. Therefore, we march on this very day. Therefore, we refocus. Therefore, we re-energize our spirit. Therefore, we reaffirm our commitment to go and seek this very kingdom that we are all out for, and get it in truth and honesty. Without truth and honesty, nothing can survive. That is why our enemies are afraid of us. That is why they can never speak. That is why when they get opportunity to do so, they run away. Because the devil cannot withstand light. Darkness has nothing to do with light. And because we are the children of the light, because we have risen from the depth of bloodshed, because we have risen from that very iniquitous, inhabitable, inhospitable environment created by one man called Frederick Lugard, because we have emerged from it, we have risen to be recognized as the chosen children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And for that reason, his kingdom shall dwell upon the very land that our ancestors inhabited for thousands upon thousands of years. That is why we are here. That is what we are going to do. And we must do it in truth and honesty. In truth and honesty. To be whiter than white and whiter than snow, in a continent full of darkness, in a continent full of hatred, may not be easily understood by mere mortals. But those of you with foresight, those of you with vision, those of you with clarity of understanding, those of you with discerning spirit will be able to understand where we are heading to. And we have been inundated with people reaffirming their complete and unshakable belief in the dimension we are taking them, because we are the only people active. We are the only people seeking Biafra in truth and honesty without compromise. We don't make or do business with the zoo politicians. We don't dabble with those of them bringing Islam into Biafra land. We do not dine with those of them who are unclean. We don't dine with them. We are Biafrans and very, very proud of it. People who are insignificant, from the same insignificance from whence they came, they shall return to it. We cannot afford to make them more relevant than the sewage rats that they are. We move ahead and we get this work done. That is why we came here in the first place, to get Biafra. We mustn't lose focus of that. To come and get Biafra, and with it, hopefully, all the afflictions pertaining to the wretched and hopeless existence of the Igbo people will be cured in the process. That is what we hope to do. And by the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, whom we kneel and pray to every day, whom we adore, the same Chukwu Abiama we praise to high heavens must ensure that his will be done on this very earth, as Yeshua taught us to pray. Very important. We welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. I must give you the telephone numbers with which you can contact us this very rainy evening, I would say, in this part of the world. The number, as always, is +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, 0044 78 313 08 376. We have another line as well, which is +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 or +44 208 133 9976. We are also on Skype, as always. Our normal lines remains Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. All one word, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. All one word. We are also on Tango. We are on Viber. The coordinator's line is also open. Therefore, the principal officers of state should endeavor to avail themselves of that very line. It is not congested. If you have an announcement to make, if you have any serious announcement to bring to our attention, please come to us via Rapid Response 68. If you are a principal officer of state, this is Radio Biafra. And we are here not just to serve the indigenous people of Biafra, but to educate humanity as to the need to allow the coming of Biafra and beyond. We welcome you wherever you are, and as always, and irresistibly so, we have been joined by the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlobasima Mezu. His line is lost. We have lost him. As soon as the barrister is able to come back, we shall be able to take his call. We lost it before I got to it. We lost him. The barrister, please come back to us on the same line that you called, which is +44783130836. That is the number through which you will be able to get to us this very fine evening here. This is Radio Biafra, and we must welcome you. It is now the responsibility of the very eminent barrister himself to also welcome our people, and in so doing be able to not only acknowledge their presence in the various places around the world, but also able to thank them for realizing and understanding that what we have been able to do, nobody has ever done it before we came. Nobody is able to replicate it now, despite the fact that they copy it, and in the time to come, in the future, nobody can do what we have been able to do. We are not boasting. You cannot do it. If you like, you try. If you come back after broadcasting, if you don't find your luggage and your things outside, if your wife doesn't throw you out, then you know, don't believe us anymore. Try it and you will see what will happen to you. This requires ultimate sacrifice, the type that you can never in your life imagine. That is why barrister will greet all of you. Barrister, if you can hear me, please continue.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow dear friends, wherever you are. Evening, PM, AM is daily, and we cannot afford not to broadcast on a daily basis. In the morning, if we don't talk, you will hear our recorded programs. It's as good as done. We welcome you this evening. Wherever you are listening, those who are coming on their way, those who are already seated, and those who will be joining us very soon. Director is at his seat as he was yesterday. Bring your ideas, your opinions. Bring whatever you have to ensuring that Biafra is restored. That is our principal aim. That is why Radio Biafra is here. And that is exactly what we'll achieve. We want to go home. All of us. We want to go home. Good evening to all of you. Do not forget your pen and paper in case you have something to write down. Director, I'm hanging about.
Thank you very much. Thank you, barrister. Thank you very much for that. We continue to do our work because Chukwu Abiama himself is God. Nothing else is worthy of worship except Chukwu Abiama. We call upon him every blessed day because without his mercy, we cannot do what we are doing. I can tell you that. This is monumental. This is massive. This is heavy. And this is Radio Biafra. Having been joined by the very eminent barrister himself, who is not just a great man, but a very fine fellow, a very good man, whom I am privileged to associate myself with, because to us, Biafra is paramount. Biafra is number one. Irrespective of anything, Biafra is one. Any misunderstanding we may have, any disagreement, it doesn't come close to Biafra. Once that word is mentioned, once that name is called, you abandon everything else and rally round as one impregnable, one indivisible family. You march on relentless. The only movement we tolerate is forward movement. Our thrust continues. Our enemies are afraid. They are collapsing. They are Oh, my dear Lord, God have mercy. Why would they vote 300 million to attack us? Why would they attempt to stop Radio Biafra? Why would they go to a very strong, unimaginable length and extent to try to contaminate the heart of our struggle? But because Chukwu Abiama is all seeing, everything is being revealed to his, to those of them that call him God. Because of that, we are here today. We will be here tomorrow. We will continue to be here, as Barrister will say, until Biafra comes and beyond. We are simply irresistible. Irresistible. Love Radio Biafra or loathe it. If you don't listen to Radio Biafra, you feel sick. That is why we are number one at all we do. We are the only institution that gives Jonathan sleepless nights. We are the only institution that even the soldiers fighting Boko Haram, they listen to. We are the only institution that when we say something, that very thing is done. We are the only people that strike fear into the heart of the enemy, because we don't compromise. We don't relent. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. Biafra or death, one of the two will happen. We must therefore very hastily attempt to bring you our news headlines this very day and accompanying you summary. RadioBiafra.co has been, if I can borrow the words of the barrister himself, slightly digital. We have not been able to extract much information from that site because it is constantly being attacked. We have gone over to our sister site as well. We have gone over to Biafra Galaxy, who kindly supplied us the news this very evening. And it is also as potent, as striking, as penetrative and incisive as what you will get on Radio Biafra itself. And we are going to go to them today. And we thank them for giving us the news this very day. This is Radio Biafra. It is quite interesting and very poignant that our headline today will read, while some Biafrans in Europe are busy gossiping on Facebook, Kurdish citizens in Europe are abandoning their countries in Britain, in Germany, in France, to go to Kurdistan to go and fight to save their country. I repeat, whilst we are busy yapping away and talking rubbish on Facebook, Kurdish people, your neighbors who are Kurdish, they are leaving the UK, they are traveling from all over Europe to go to Kurdistan to go and fight ISIS in their homeland. That is what is a freedom fighter. These are the type of people we should be emulating. Spend time thinking of what you can do for your country. What have I done for my country today, apart from gossip? Ask yourself that question. What have I actually, what brought me out in the first place is Biafra. What have I actually done for Biafra today? Ask yourself that important question before you call Radio Biafra tonight. Today is our Teach Tuesday. It's a good thing that Carol Monday reminded us, Carol Chidinma Monday, she reminded us today that whilst we've been busy gossiping, that don't forget to tweet. And I'm not sure most people tweeted today, but a few of you did. So whilst people are busy yapping away and gossiping, Kurdish people are moving back to their homeland. Whilst some people are busy cutting deals with Rocha Sokoracha, other people are busy fighting for their country. While some people are busy looking for a way to sell their heart, their soul for a pot of gold, other people from other parts of the world are busy traveling back to their homeland to go and complete what their fathers started. They have gone back to fight. They have gone back to defend their homeland. They have gone back to do what is right for their country. They have gone back to defend their honor. They have gone back to defend their integrity. They have gone back to earn the right to be referred to as men. That's how you know men. Not yap, 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 yap. Men do what they say they're going to do. When I started freedom fighting for Biafra, I undertook my first dangerous assignment for my country in the year 1999. By then, some of you were still in your nappies when I undertook my first dangerous assignment for my country. Up until this day, I have never looked back. When I mean dangerous, I left comfortable life in Europe, in London, to travel back to Biafra land to carry out an assignment given to me then by the Igbo National Movement, then piloting Biafra in 1999. What people are doing today in Kurdistan, leaving London to go back to Kurdistan, I did in 1999. I have continued to do so. And very soon, by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I shall serve my country in that very capacity again. Anything I say, I do. Anything you say, can you do it? That is the difference. That is why our enemies fall by the wayside and will continue to do so. Envy and jealousy cannot save you. If you're down, you are down. Only come out, okay, and now, tomorrow, and forever. We have also been joined rather delightfully by Carol Monday. Have we lost her? We have lost her. Carol, we have lost you. I don't know why we did. You can come back to us via Rapid Response 68. We had her for a second. And when she gets back to us, I will be able to bring her to you when she gets back to us. And I also thank her for all the work she's been doing for our people. She is actually one of those who is instrumental, or have been instrumental, in getting us to where we are today. She has been very, very dedicated and loyal to this very cause. And she will remain so until Biafra comes and beyond. So we can thank her properly when Biafra comes. She has done exceptionally well and will continue to do so. This is Radio Biafra. When she's able to, when her line is far more stable, she will be able to join us. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Kurdish people are going back, and Biafrans very soon will realize what they have done to themselves if they fail to get Biafra as quickly as possible. As we are reporting on this very day, shocking image of teen being beheaded, recovered from phone of dead militant. This is what is happening. This is what we are going to face if care is not taken. And we must do all we can to ensure that this work is done, and done very quickly. That is the coming of Biafra. A militant was shot dead. They ransacked the phone of the militant. Lo and behold, they showed the picture of a child being beheaded. A teenager is also a child. The Islamic Party APC has written to the Inspector General of Police of the Zoo called Nigeria on the threat by Asare Dokubo. We want to go from threats to actually doing something tangible. I wish we had the infrastructure they have. Then things indeed would have happened. Things would have happened. And also they gave us pictures today of how Yorubas spend your money. This is our sister website, Biafra Galazi. They're giving us pictures of how Yoruba people are enjoying your money as you're trekking all the way from the desert, swimming through Mediterranean, trying to eke out a living, doing cleaning job and security, doing care work, looking after people, the same people that enslaved you. What is happening here is quite amazing. How Yorubas are busy spending the oil money that comes from Biafra land is quite distressing. And as somebody noted today, guns, weapons, as Catholic priests fighting in Mbise over control of parish. We are fighting also even in the house of God. Igbo people. Oh my God. Igbo. IGBO. Amazing stuff. There is fight in Mbise over who will be the priest. If you come to do your, Catechism? I don't know what they call it. Is it Eucharist Mass? I don't know what they call it in the Roman Catholic Church. In the morning, the Reverend Father is coming with a pistol. The other one is coming with AK-47. And we are looking for weapons to fight the zoo. But at least in the church at Mbise, they have weapons there. How fantastic is that? Very, very fantastic. Jonathan signals his readiness to rebuild what Boko Haram damaged so as to get Hausa votes in 2015. Boko Haram, federal government of the Zoological Republic, willing to rehabilitate the Northeast. They are willing to do anything humanly possible. Oh, dear Lord, God have mercy. Very, very sad indeed, isn't it? They are prepared to do anything humanly possible to satisfy the yearning of the Hausa Fulani people that Jonathan may be able to get his vote back come 2015. Very, very sad. Have they rebuilt yours? No wonder he castigated Biafran soldiers and likened them to terrorists, isn't it? Today, he is going to rebuild their area. He is going to rebuild the areas that the money stolen from Biafra land was used to build in the first place. These same vagabonds destroyed it. Now Jonathan is going to spend more money even trying to fix it. That is not fair, if you ask me. That is not fair at all, at all, at all. Now the news in greater detail. As we are reporting, we spend our time doing what is insignificant, what is irrelevant, and proper freedom fighters like the Iraqis are traveling to where they come from to go and serve their country, to go and fight in defense of their country, our own people claiming they are in America, they are in Europe, in all other parts of the world, are busy just yapping away. Cowardice and fear comes to mind. The men of the Betwata tribe gather to drink tea every morning in Erbil. Erbil is in Iraq, in an outdoor courtyard with curving pillars and climbing plants in northern Iraq. Almost everyone is ethnically Kurdish, and most of them wear a traditional Kurdish baggy blue suit with a colored sash. But before I go any further, I believe that we have Carol Monday on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Carol, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. The Skype line wasn't very friendly. Go ahead.
No, I called the Skype, but the Skype wasn't clear. Good evening, Brethren's Worldwide. And good morning, good afternoon, as I like to say. I'm not very clear, as you can hear, the winter's now coming in England, and I think everybody's getting the cold and flu. So unfortunately, as you can hear, I'm sort of prone to catching all these things. I have got a cold. You'll have to forgive me that my voice is a bit not myself, but it is me. I think you can always tell it's me by what I say. The struggle at the moment, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people have asked me to speak. I have asked for time off because I'm not well again. It's an ongoing thing. Anybody that knows me knows that my health is very up and down. I've been fighting a terminal illness for a long time. As soon as I mentioned it today, the gossipers went crazy. Now, one thing I have to say, and I've always said this from the beginning, even when Radio Breath was part of Bilia, that you know you have to be careful what you say for the world to see. It pains me. I'm really heavy-hearted to see everything that has been going on. Why would you do all this work, bring Biafra name out to the whole world, and then destroy it by quarreling with each other on gossiping and calling each other names and belittling each other like this? It's disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. You don't seem to understand. It's not just demoralizing your struggle. It's demoralizing the Brethren's on the ground. Those are without anything, that you're relying on the people out here, your people, all of you, to bring Biafra restoration for them. For you are their last hope. They have nothing. They're lucky to be eating rice, some of them, clean water, and their hope is in the people here. And if we are their hope, why are you calling each other all these things? The things I have been called this week are absolutely disgraceful. My family are, you know, those that should be standing for you in the international community are saying, look at this, look at this, look at this. This woman stood out, and now look at all these attacks. You know, it's not right. And I haven't spoken I'm very upset. But I don't know what to say, because this is not how I do things. If anybody in my family did it, and shake them from industry, I'm going to take them home and say, hold on.
Carol,
you know,
Carol,
what? That's not right.
Yes, better now. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Before it wobbled a bit, but it's fine. Go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, you don't do... I think that they're pulling down the struggles so much. And I'm requesting that, you know, that we stop this. I know everybody's going to say, oh, but this one said this and this one said this. No. Put a stop to it. When I was... The last Billia meeting I was in, they attacked the last one 18 months ago, nearly 2 years, I believe, now, when Radio Breath tried working with them until things became apparent. They said that, you know, that they couldn't, and somebody that wasn't Nigerian was not in this struggle with them. One of them was, you know, I wasn't in that struggle with them. And that has stuck true. Everybody keeps saying, oh, so now I'll support Billia, or now I'll support Billia. But never. Never. Let me make that clear on this radio station. Never. Because I am not a Nigerian citizen. It is in their constitution. You have to be a Nigerian citizen and you have to be over the age 18. That is a constitution of a human rights group. That is not a constitution of a human rights group. Anybody knows a human rights group is a global issue. Global. And this is what Bereavement has to get across to the world. You have a global issue. Your human rights are being destroyed. And that is a global issue. This is not Nigerian politics. Stop bringing politics into it. Stop letting these politicians eat you. They're not going to let you go because their pockets are full up and their bank accounts overseas are full up. People are, can't eat, and they have oil spewing out of their gardens and they can't eat. How is that right? Come to your senses. I ask you and plead with you. I am not well, and I am taking time out because I have to take time out. I'm extremely not well. I know there's a lot of people that pray for me. There's some really good people in Jogger, and I have to thank them for that. But you must continue no matter what, and you must stop this nonsense and come together, because you do not build a bridge like Radio Biafra between Biafra the rest of the world and then pull down that bridge. Not all the work that you've done. And this is what has been happening over the past few weeks. People are trying to pull down all this work. And it's to stop. Because you have to... All the doors are opening. Norway, look at that. Catalan, look at this. You had interviews in where? Somewhere in China, in Asia somewhere. You were interviewing on radio. America, interviews, you know, on international radios. You've been lobbying in different countries. America's lobbying for you. And the UK, we're here. I personally went to the House of Commons. I'm going again, I believe, on the 30th, if I have strength to go, on the 30th of this month again, because Ohanzi dared to come in there and try and speak. So we're going to go and make sure that they know that Biafra has to stand. Anyway, back to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that clarification, and thank you very much for speaking. Any sensible person cannot build something and want to destroy it. Only fools and idiots will, but they have not succeeded. So we move on. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to march forward. We are grateful to our dear sister, Carol Monde, for all the work she has done for our people, and will continue to do as she reaffirmed. But Carol is very ill. She's been ill for very many years. She was persuaded to invest everything she can to make sure that Biafra is supported, and we shall remain very grateful to her for that. We are not going to change that, because she's a good woman, very nice person, and that is why Chidinma is in her name and why Barrister made her a lolo as well. We continue to march forward, and our lines are not yet open. When it opens, we shall be able to take your calls. We should be able to take your calls. This is Radio Biafra. You shouldn't be upset. Carol Monde is extremely upset. Please, if you know her, try to speak to her. If you're close to her, that is, not everyone, try to console her, because she's very, very upset about all the nonsense that some juveniles have been writing is understandable. When people are young, when they are not very matured, they tend to behave in a particular way. It is youthful exuberance. It is misplaced priorities. Therefore, it is something that we have to live with. Once in a while, you have a deranged youth from somewhere ranting away. It's normal. It's normal. It's only when people you don't expect to fan that very flame when they join that you become concerned. But we are here moving forward in the same direction we set out to go. Biafra. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Anybody trying to divert our attention, the loss, you are insane. You can't succeed. We are here now talking about Biafra. How Kurdish people are going back home and we are on Facebook chatting and talking rubbish. Kurdish people are going home. Aren't they? It's here. That is the news. They traveled from all over the world. They are Turkish people. Some of them are students. Some of them are professionals. They have all decided to go home. Barrister, that is the news we are bringing today. And to the rest of humanity, that Kurdish people, young ones in England, all over the world, they are traveling back to Kurdistan. And in Kurdistan, they have their own council. They have their own elders. They have the governors and everything. These are politicians within Iraq, the wider Iraq. But when it comes to the protection of Kurdish interests, they are at the forefront of it. They bought weapons and they gave to the younger ones. But your own politicians are there polishing the shoes of Hausa Megad. Telling you about unity, oneness. If unity is so beautiful, why is it that Kurdistan have their own resistance movement? Their own standing army called the Peshmerga. Why do they have it? No, America is dropping weapons for Kurdish people. Why? The same thing ISIS is doing in Iraq is exactly what Boko Haram is doing in the zoo. So how come it is good to give arms? I forgot. Kurdistan is an Islamic enclave. It's an Islamic country. I nearly forgot, you see. How could I make such a mistake? Kurdistan is getting arms because it's Islamic. Biafra will not get any arms because it is Christian. And it is against the laws of Christians in Europe and in America to give guns to Christians to defend themselves. Only to Muslims. A very indefensible argument, if you ask me. We congratulate all the Kurdish people going back to defend their homeland because out of that comes honor, dignity. That is how you build honor. That is what honor means. Honor doesn't mean going copying and pasting and writing rub faceless bastards on Facebook, idiots who cannot see the light of day. Intellectually, I cannot even use the word intellect when I describe them. I can't. I struggle to. The fact you can read and write your name or spell it doesn't mean you're an intellectual. You can never be. Never ever be. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. If you think it is easy, go and do a set piece interview anywhere. Go and be interviewed by a professional journalist and answer questions that the world may hear. People think it is easy. No, it is not. I can assure you. An image of a baby about to be beheaded by an ISIS Islamic State militant has been recovered from a mobile phone. The picture is among several recovered by Kurdish soldiers from the mobile phones of dead fanatics in the besieged Syrian town of Kobani. The image shows the distressed baby girl being pinned to the floor as a knife is held to her throat. The child is believed to be from a family of Alevi Muslims, a branch of Islam whose followers have been targeted by ISIS. A source who reportedly obtained the picture from YPH soldiers, which is the Turkish people, the Peshmerga group of people, of soldiers, rather, was quoted by the Mail on Sunday as saying, "Each time I look at this picture, it makes me weep. You can see how frightened she is. I can almost hear her scream. What kind of depraved monsters are they? What pleasure can killing this child bring to anyone?" You are talking about Syria and ISIS. Please try and come to where we come from. The place is called Biafra. Part of the area annexed by the British and given to the Muslims to rule. That same place, what is happening all over that part of the world, from Syria to Iraq and to Iran to a lesser extent. The same conditions apply. in the zoo called Nigeria. The same conditions. They are killing our people. The only difference is that BBC and CNN will not report it. The local newspapers will not report it. Ohaneze Ndigbo, ndi ara ndi osi na ndi ama. They took bribe from Jonathan not to complain about the death of their own kitten king. That is why you don't hear about it. I am looking at pictures of women fighting in Kurdistan. Our own women are busy talking rubbish and saying they absorb. Of course, we women spoke yesterday. Kurdish women with weapons on the front line fighting. That is the same weapon we are looking for. That is the same weapon that some people working for Hausa Fulani Islamic APC Boko Haram, the same people are telling us, oh, no. Their fear is, let me tell you why they intensified the attack against us, is because they think that we are very close to getting the amount of money we need to buy weapons. That is why they are screaming, trying to frighten weak people, especially those of them in France, trying to weaken them and frighten them away from doing what is right by just peddling senseless, nonsensical gossip. Rubbish. Pure rubbish. Because they know how to get, they can never get an Igbo man with sensible argument. The easiest way to get an Igbo man to stop doing what he intends to do is by gossiping. Only gossip. And you get him. Ask him, please, do we need weapons? How do we get it? How do we get it in? How do we do? No, they will not discuss that. It is, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Akwande and the Yoruba to the email. Gossiping cowards. Cowards. Our mates are in Kurdistan. They live there. Some are dentists. Some are doctors and architects. They enter into the plane, use their money to buy tickets. They fly back to Kurdistan to go and fight. What are you people doing? Oh, have you seen my gossip today? My gossip is the best. You're not ashamed of your... Anyway, you're black from Africa. What should I expect? Black people. Highlighting the brutality of the terror group, the terror group fighters have circulated the picture on Facebook, nicknaming the baby Melek, meaning angel. The people of Kobane are desperate for the world to see with their own eyes the atrocities inflicted by this field. He added, according to an eyewitness, the baby, a woman and an older child were witnessed being dragged out of hiding by ISIS around the time of an airstrike. There were no shots of her decapitation, no pictures of her decapitation, and her body has never been found, fueling hopes that the child and her family might yet be saved, which is impossible. Obama is 40,000 feet high. He'll drop one bomb and he'll run back to America. He'll drop one bomb. Obama himself knows. Every military strategist in the world knows that you don't win any war from the air. It's simple. Because as you're coming, people will go into their bunkers. And this heat-seeking radar or whatever it is cannot detect human heat on the ground. Infrared. Very simple. You stay 50,000 miles away, you throw one bomb, and you say you're fighting ISIS. At least they have done the right thing, which is to give weapons to the Iraqis. But these are the monsters you created. You fanned the flame of Islamic extremism, Britain especially. And now you are dealing with the disastrous consequences. And ISIS is coming. Do you know when I predicted that there will be killings of our people in the zoo? August 2009. The first bomb went off in December of 2011. Mark my words today, the real ISIS, not just Boko Haram, ISIS commanders will come on the ground and take over the command and control of Boko Haram war terror machinery. And by then, your people will die. Your women will die. Your children will die. But because it won't affect you, you're a black man from Africa. The pain and suffering of other people don't move you. You are immovable. There is something primitive about your conception of life that when people are in distress and in pain, it does not move you. That is why we do what we do. I have a very good life. I could have continued living it. But the shame and humiliation of not having my own country is enough to drive me mad. That is why I do what I do. While some of you are busy scavenging, for biscuit from Rocha Sokrocha. Scavenging for peanuts from Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Peanuts. I have come to do freedom fighting. I am not a businessman and can never be. Because Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching and only him is God. We continue. Islamic Party APC, the people that Rocha Sokrocha is serving, and those of them using the name of Biafra, most of you didn't quite get what Karamunde was saying. There is a group of people, they claim they are Biafrans at night and Nigerians during the day. They have what is called a constitution, which is a guiding document. This is every association in the world has a constitution. Do you know what the constitution says? Our name is Bilie Human Rights Initiative, and our membership is open to all Nigerians. Our membership is open to all Nigerians. But because our people are slightly... God. You know this word intellectual, they bandit about a lot. Human rights organization is a global phenomenon. It should be global, not restricted to one particular geopolitical area. It is global. Every human rights organization in the world stretches out. Membership can come from anywhere. These people said, our members will have to come from Nigeria. That is why sometimes it surprises me how they can convince somebody who says he's a Biafran to try to wreck what we are doing, which is impossible anyway. How can you? That means you don't reason. In their constitution, it says you have to be a Nigerian to join them. In other words, Atiku Abubakar can join them. The Sultan can join them. Anybody, Buhari can join them. Even Boko Haram can join them. In their useless, nonsensical... And what happens when you join them? Then you fill out an application form that says, I'm a Biafran. My village is this. Very soon they will hear me. Very, very soon. They don't know who they're playing with. They are in serious, serious trouble. Anyway, you will hear it when it happens. And that is why they are sweating. Maybe they will not tell their useless for the other because there are only six of them. The other two knows what is happening. The other four doesn't know. But they come to Facebook. They go and open as many accounts as possible. You think, oh, it's many people talking. It's only four people. Only four with multiple accounts. That's all. And I thank them all. I must be honest with you. Well, I thank these people and also thank the atonement. Without the atonement, our phase two would have been a failure. Because now, all the chaffs have been weeded out. Even those of them pretending to be part of what we are doing. We continue. They say there's a threat of violence by Mujahideen, that's Asare Dokobo, against APC National Publicity Secretary Alhaji Lai Mohammed. They are writing to police. APC is writing to police, claiming that Asare Dokobo is threatening one of them. I don't believe in threat. I wish that those people can give us, not a lot of weapons we are asking for, just a few. You will see what we can do. Because you people had foresight, Igbo people do not have foresight. And because they don't have foresight, they never plan ahead. Because they don't plan ahead, they always die. They always kill them. And even when they have the time to plan ahead, of course, there is the age-old gossip. What can you, please? You want to take away an Igbo man from gossip? Oh, please, don't try it. It's like trying to drag away an African woman from Wivon. It's impossible. Impossible. With the exception of a few of them. The same way you cannot take an Igbo man away from gossip. Gossip is his lifeline. Without gossip, how can he survive? How can he be able to think properly? He needs gossip to feed his emptiness. An Igbo man is an embodiment of gossip and innuendo. Cannot articulate and reason properly. Do you think we think the way we do and speak the way we do because we have time for drivel? No, we are learned people. When I'm not doing Radio Biafra, I'm researching, I'm reading. Don't have time for nonsense. That is why when I ask you to sit down in front of me, let me ask you questions, you run away. Leave an excuse and scuttle away. Like a dog running with the tails between the legs. Sit down face to face. Two questions and the world will laugh at you. But of course, it's very clever. he devised a very beautiful excuse and disappeared. Mad people. We continue. There is a photo here in Biafra Galaxy, of course, showing the new governor of Ekiti State, Ayo Fashoye, has accused former governor Kayode Fayemi of spending a whopping 50 million naira on beds in his and his wife's bedroom at the Ekiti State government house, which they recently vacated. One of the beds pictured above, it is there, of course, you can go there and see it. The new governor claimed that between Fayemi and his wife, what was spent on their bedroom toilets and bathrooms will be in the region of 100 million. On bed and bedsheet and pillowcase. 100 million. And people ask me, why do you want Biafra? 100 million. 100 million. Amazing. On bed, oh, bedsheet. Imagine how much they will spend on the chairs and then the food and then the children's education. If you're spending 100 million on the bed you're going to lie down on, how much do you have in Swiss bank account? Uncountable. Agokata abawa. That is infinity. That is why they go into politics. That is why they have the money. What is happening now, we have foretold it long, long time ago, that Ohanaeze Ndigbo, with the chicken change given to them by governors, they are looking to penetrate Biafran groups being raised by Radio Biafran over the world as IPOB Biafran families. They are doing it to try to destroy what we are doing, to wreck it. Chicken change. After a few years, after spending the money, you have the temerity to come out and be saying, oh, let's unite, you know. By that time, you have taken money and spent it. Let's unite. Unite, my foot. You must unite under something. Once you remove Ezeoku truth from your unity, you are dead. That is why Radio Biafra can never fall. The reason why it cannot fall, the reason why the Biafran family all over the world will remain intact is because we built it on one simple thing. Truth, honesty, and transparency. Anything you accuse us of, we'll come out and you're gone, and you will come there and we answer the question. And that's it. And the world will see it for who we are. But liars, deceivers, and agents of darkness, you will be exposed. One thing is certain. You will, even if we don't see you, Chukwu Abiam will cause you to expose yourself. And that's what's been happening in the past few days. Because we are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Watch and see. We have never failed before. Why should we fail now? Impossible. Impossible. The devil may try. After all, the devil went into Judas Iscariot. And he came with his fake kiss. Anybody not knowing will think that, oh, it's the kiss of affection. Oh, my dear master, you're about to get in. Let me kiss you. You don't know it is the kiss of death. Evil people. Evil people. According to an eyewitness account, the fight broke out on Sunday. We are now talking about the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholicism. Reverend Father Junos Chima Ahaneku posted to me the parish. According to an eyewitness account, the fight broke out on Sunday. There is a fight at the Roman Catholic Church in Mbise. And how long, Heba? They are fighting. It broke out on Sunday evening when Reverend Father Junarius Chima Ahaneku posted to the parish came to take over. But the outgoing priest, Reverend Father Marcellinus Nweke, and his assistant, Reverend Father Chamberlain Irozuru, resisted him. Priests are fighting. And you're wondering what is happening in the if they can fight in church. Imagine now, outside. Okay, baby, I could go on son at Bari with chaplet and holy water. Chaplet is not working. Holy water is not working. Prayer is not working. Fasting is not working. Imagine what will happen in the carnal world. It's happening at Mbise. Two people fighting over a religion they know nothing about. Somebody gave to them. They are fighting and dying over it. At Mbise. Our capacity to disgrace ourselves is infinite. Infinite. I don't know the type of... when I say Satan that made these people. There is no shame. You don't feel ashamed of yourselves. Nonsense. Rubbish. No shame, no honor, no honor. Even women speak without decorum. That is no honor. Priests are fighting in the church. People are castigating the same work that they themselves are part of. Unimaginable. When I say it, barrister will start complaining to me, saying, no, in a church at Mbise, the Roman Catholic Church. Father is coming to church with pistol. Father, Reverend Father, with pistol. Holy water chaplet, Bible and pistol. One person. Igbo people. I can't be bothered to read the news. It is sickening. It is sickening to the stomach. Sickening. Jonathan has said he will rebuild everything that is damaged by Boko Haram. That's what he's saying. You damage and I will rebuild it. Anything you damage, I will rebuild. Amazing stuff. That is what is happening in that part of the world. That is what is happening over there, which is extremely, extremely sad. Why Jonathan made this very pledge, nobody knows. Why he pledged it, I do not know. And I'll read it for you. The National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, has said that the federal government of the Zoological Republic was willing to do everything necessary to rehabilitate the several thousands of people affected by the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast and renovate all the public buildings destroyed ever since the problem started. Speaking yesterday during the presentation of relief materials to internally displaced persons, IDPS, in Chibok, in troubled Borno State, the Northeast Zonal Coordinator of NEMA, Alhaji Mohammed Kana, said that the federal government will stop at nothing to see smiles return to the faces of people of the area again. He also gave commitment to the people that the agency would provide boreholes for them in order to ease the perennial shortage of potable water, according to in Kana. Kana, who had earlier led a team on Friday to Kala in Hong, local government in Adamawa, to equally deliver relief materials to IDPS in the area, said the federal government of the zoo was only waiting for normalcy to return to the northeast before the commencement of the massive rehabilitation and reconstruction plans. I hope people are listening. They are planning to build. They are planning to reconstruct. They are planning to renovate. They are planning to do all these things in the northern part of the zoo, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That is where they are planning to do all these things. And what are they planning to do in Biafra land? Zero. Second Niger Bridge. I can't see it. Any good roads? Are they building an infrastructure? No. Have you been to Aba before? You know, please don't go there. Any electricity? Any industry that is viable that is working? That says no. But the Hausa Fulani, anything they want. In fact, they said they are waiting for Boko Haram to stop shooting. Then they will pour even more oil money there. I want you to go to the community yesterday. They said was celebrating a festival. They produce oil, and the oil is coming from their back garden. Look at them. And you go to Adamawa, and you see Adamawa. There you can tell the difference. These are the injustices we are fighting. Unless we are one as one Biafran family, including the people of Ijo, Urobo, Ishekiri, Igbo, Efik, Idoma, and also Igala. We are in one almighty mess. Unless we come together, Hausa people will continue to take our oil and we will continue to suffer. The only way to stop them is to seal that very crack. That crack is gossip. Once you seal that gossip, it was gossip they used to convince Calabar people not to be part of what we are doing. They used the same gossip to deceive Ijaw people. The same nonsensical gossip, baseless and unfounded. It's only recently that Asare Dokobo is now saying, oh, Igbos did nothing to us. In time to come, people will say Radio Biafra did nothing to them. They will confess with their mouth before they die. They will die very painful, excruciating death. But before they pass away, they will say, indeed, nothing wrong was done to us. But because we have this penchant for rubbish, that is why we absorb it very quickly, we act upon it, and things then fall apart from there. With gossip, Biafra was undermined. That is why I am against gossip. The only reason why Biafra did not stand, or one of the principal reasons, of course, Kwaba didn't want it to come, was they used gossip. They went to Calabar. Awolowo said, oh, Igbo man is coming to get you. Igbo man is coming to take over your life. They collapsed.
They went to River State. Oh, you are Ikwere. You're not Igbo. Can't you see? Your trouser is shorter than an Igbo man. The way you wear your, which is the red cap, no, it's a bit different. Can't you see your... They said, it's true. That man building a house at mile 4, that land, you know, is Igbo man. If you give him 2 pieces of land, he may go. They said, okay, it's true, it's true. Without any basis. The same thing is happening today. The same nonsensical garbage is happening today. And thankfully, we have cut it out. Because we are ready. We cure every disease. The last disease a Biafran possesses, the embodiment of anyone, is gossip. And we are curing it. That is why we are dealing with curing it as it should be. Cure. Pure, proper cure. That's what we're doing. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore defer to the barrister himself to ask the barrister to please come in the most elegant way that only him could manage, to please give to us his views, his opinion, his perspectives on our presentation this very fine evening. Barrister, I don't know if you can hear me very well. If you can hear me, please give us the benefit of your opinion, your understanding, your take, your analysis on our news presentation this very evening.
Thank you, Director. Of course, the way you put it across to us is obvious. Just a matter of putting a little bit more information or analyzing it to the benefit and or for the benefit of our people. Let me go straight to Imo State. In BC, precisely, our people are killing each other for a religion that did not originate from our land. A religion that is telling them about peace, telling them about forgiveness, telling them about looking after one another, but they are using the same religion, killing themselves. It doesn't make any meaning to me. Now, you are preaching of godliness. You are preaching of goodness. You are preaching of mercy. Then what happened all of a sudden? Guns are being used. This is pathetic. It is unbelievable. Our people killing each other in a church. It's unimaginable. I cannot believe this. At this present time, our people, and I let her tell you this, in the whole of Imo State, NBC is where we have more religious people. And also, if you're talking of native doctor, that is where you get it in NBC. On a serious note, they are very religious. Whichever way
you want it,
they have it. Director, lo and behold, they are now quarreling.
In a church, Minister.
I tell you this, Director.
Unbelievable.
When you go around Imo State, MBC men are the most dominant when it comes to priesthood. They devote their time serving Chukwuabiama in the way they see fit. Now, for them to go into using gun in the church says something different. And obviously, as we have said it here on Radio Biafra many times, that what has been given to us is too alien. Because back in the years, Director, with the way we worship Chukwuabiama, you will not look for any way to kill somebody. Because if you do it, you believe that you'll be ousted. You will be completely banished away from your land. And I tell you, traditionally, the NBC people obey tradition to the... whichever way you bring it, they are there. The believing of Chukwuabiama, you get it from NBC. The belief of tradition and the practice of tradition, they have it. Righteousness, they are there. Now, why are they killing each other with guns in the church? And Boko Haram are killing us in the north. And if you ask them to bring the same gun, everybody will hide it.
Yeah,
they
give
will
it
tell
to
you
us.
They don't have any gun.
If you ask them to give it to us, barrister, to go and fight, they will say no.
They will hide it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable. I cannot believe it. However, I know that they will sort it out. They don't have to go to police to sort that out. But it's disgraceful that in a church, we are fighting one another with the same gun. The religion was brought to us. The machine God they're using was brought to us. Then, of course, we don't have any control of our lives anymore. We are living in a foreign land, in our own land. Disgraceful. This is why we are trying to bring Biafra back home so that our tradition will return back to where it belongs. And a lot of things have been eroded in our culture. Quite a lot of things have been turned upside down. Even as long as we have lived in that particular Nigeria that has expired, I have never heard that guns have been used in the church before. This is a new game for us, Director. Probably when we put ourselves together, we'll be able to bring new and fresh ideas of how to conduct and bring ourselves together. Now, look at Goodluck Jonathan. We'll renew. And if you remember last year, Hillary Clinton was telling Goodluck Jonathan to rebuild all the mess caused by House of Fulani Boko Haram. You remember?
Of course. Are you telling him, even the British told them to spend money on
to renew, rebuild, find them employment. That is the reason. But all these things are not said in the Biafran corner, in the eastern region. None. As you rightly pointed out. Even the roads of Hanez and Ndoshinama told him to repair it. Say it once and that's it. He must have given them some kind of few pennies. And everybody just keep quiet. Back to your tent, O Israel. Everybody stay quiet. And I tell you, he has promised them that he will change everything. Does he mean that the population of Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, are more than those of Biafrans? No. But because they have dominated us in any way you can think of, they are holding our oil, taking whichever way, because why? We are not together. We are fragmented. And that is why Goodluck Jonathan can promise and deliver. The houses, you hardly hear them. Whatever they do is underground. They'll bite you. They will sweeten you up. They say, oh, we are together, one Nigeria. Everything they do is underground. And gradually they are creeping in. Before you know it, the whole Biafra land will become Islamic. Because they don't talk. They do things gradually. Look, Jonathan yesterday was having a go at us, the whole general. Instead of seeing Biafra, that's why we say he's a Gwari man. That blood, they say blood is thicker than water. Forget that he came from Delta, wherever he came from. He is always liking to put his interest in the northern part of that zoo. Always. He has never shown any interest. The reason why he gives Ohanaeze the money to share is because once he gives them money, they will never use it for anything, only to go and back it abroad and buy the best car and use it for the best house, and that's it. They don't invest it in anything, any industry or any infrastructure. He just gave them money to spend, end of story. But Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, he will rebuild their schools. Tomorrow they'll bring it down. He will rebuild it again. And what is he doing for us? Take off from Lagos, end up in Umuahia. Before you get there, 20 or 40 people must have died because the roads are not good. We don't have anything. Mortuary everywhere. That's the only thing you see. No hospital, but a place to put those who will die. No care. Director, let me hold on for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There is no care, and we don't think that they're ever going to change their mind in the future about trying to provide meaningful and sensible infrastructure in that part of the world. Thank you, Barrister. That was the unmistakable voice of the barrister himself. And our lines are now open. And please, we know that not a lot of people are listening to us via radiobiafra.co. Therefore, please tell other people how you are getting us, how you're listening to us. Our website is under attack. Because what we are doing is very, very potent. They don't want the world to hear the truth. And that is why this nonsense is going on. But we hope that we will be able to rectify it for our morning broadcast, which will come to you live from here. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear? Oh, sorry, on Skype, rather. You are on Skype. I do apologize. Can you hear me?
Director, are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening to you as well. So is the whole world.
Confirm your name and where you're calling from, please.
Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Patrick Ejolo.
Are you from Mumbisa?
No, not at all.
Because they're fighting over there. That's what I'm asking. Priest. One will open Corinthians, the other one will open the letter of St. Paul to the people of Thessaloniki. And they're fighting. Please go ahead.
I come from Ngobala, but very close to Mbise.
You're the same thing. It's the same thing. Please go ahead.
Fighting for an Mbise church is something I believe the cause of that may be poverty.
Is it?
Because the people fighting in the church, you know, church is a part of something somebody can feed himself in Biafra land. Everybody now try to open church house in any street, every street it's part of that world or where, and you know, how to make his own living. I thank you very much and good evening once again. I happen to be the coordinator of Mannheim in Heidelberg here in Germany. So, Director, I would like to use this opportunity to thank you and also thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra.
Please, can you stop thanking me? I'm begging you, please. Telling you, I accept it. You can say you can thank Chukwu Abiyama for my sake. Please do that for me. I'll be very grateful.
Okay.
You say thank God. Yes.
I thank Chukwu Abiyama and the good job you have been doing for the people of Biafra.
That's better.
Instead of thanking you, Ken, I wish you well for all you have been doing for the Biafran people.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. You're welcome. So, Director, I will use this opportunity to appeal my fellow Biafrans to Mannheim, along with Heidelberg, all the whole entire Germany, indigenous people of Biafra in Germany as well. You see, our fundraise in Germany here today is not moving well. I know some of our people find it difficult. Some people who are contributing are weak to continue participating in what they've been promising before. Why? Because I don't know. Some cities, I would like to mention some cities in Germany, but I'm not allowed to be giving exactly those who pay and those who don't pay. But what I have to do this night is to make sure to remark my fellow Biafrans in Germany to fulfill their own obligation. So the fact is that the city of München, the coordinator in München are doing very well. I thank them for the wonderful job they have been doing in München. And looking forward that this will continue. But as well as I appeal all of them to continue their wonderful job, let them not to forget that their monthly contribution will go as well as quickly as possible. Stuttgart. Stuttgart coordinator is doing also very well over there. But the problem, I'm looking forward, the problem facing Stuttgart this time around will be solved as quickly as possible. A place of their gathering and for their meeting, every monthly meeting is difficult for them in Stuttgart to find. But the coordinator have assured me that something will come concrete within the week so that they can be able to pay their monthly dues as well as they are at the same time looking for their gathering place in Stuttgart. Karlsruhe have been slack in this movement for the past months. And the coordinator over there will be assuring me that things will go well in the next few days. Mannheim have been doing very fine in this movement. I'm looking forward. They are also continuing their hard work in Mannheim. Personally, myself would like to increase the monthly dues in Mannheim to be 250 euro every month. Frankfurt. The problem in Frankfurt is now the Igbo cultural organization in Frankfurt have been dominating the movement in Frankfurt. The movement have been 11 people, 12 to 13 people before. From 13 people, they reduced to 7 people. 7 people, they reduced today as we speak, 3 people in Frankfurt. What is going on there is only God know, and we help the Frankfurt so that they can be able to come to their sense and raise up the fund.
But you said there are Igbo people there, isn't it? Igbo people are dominated. No wonder. That is what happens. Once the weed comes in, the genuine crops will die off until you weed that very area to give the crop space. Please continue.
Exactly. That was in Frankfurt. Cologne. Sorry, Kassel. Kassel, I've been working very hard. The monthly dues have been paid, but I'm looking forward. There will also continue. At least this continuum monthly dues will continue moving up to in the next 13 months. 13 months will be December 2015, so that we can see our situation during that time. Each and every coordinator in Germany must bear it in mind that this monthly dues must continue be steady paying until the next 13 months. That's the Kassel. Cologne. Cologne also doing fine. Despite the power struggle in Cologne, I weakened the movement, but I can deliver the whole job in Cologne for only three or four people. I thank the three people or four people who are making things to be continuous working in Cologne. Thank them very well, and God to quite be with them. This is the herb.
Is that Cologne?
Cologne, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Düsseldorf. Düsseldorf are doing fine. The monthly dues are regularly paid. I'm looking forward they will stay with their job. Thank you for Düsseldorf. Bremen. Bremen is weak. I will try to make sure that the Bremen have been understand exactly our movement in this mission. Each and every coordinator or each and every state in Germany must bear one thing in mind. One thing in mind we must put in our mind is only that our fundamental obligation in this movement must continue fund the Radio Biafra. Funding the Radio Biafra and support the editorial board of Radio Biafra is not what we are fighting for. What the fucking hell? By supporting this movement is only a place we feel that we can be able to raise up the fund. And by paying this fund in time is what we are doing for the interest of our grandchildren. Hamburg. Hamburg, we are very good. Coordinator is doing very fine there. Despite the weak and the low showing up, our people there are making things completely difficult in Frankfurt, in Hamburg, along with Bremen. And looking forward, they will come to their, exactly understand what we are fighting for, this particular movement. Our obligation is to raise funds. I'm failing to raise this fund, and the little time we have is running out. Every zone, every community in Germany here must bear one thing in mind. We are not here for gossip. These are a power struggle. Power struggle is only what you can be able to participate in Biafra land. When the Biafra come, then you can go there and show whom you are. If they voted you as a governor or a councillor or whatever, you may be decided to participate in Biafra land, then we wish you well. This is, but this time around, we, every Biafra in Germany must come up with one voice. And that voice is only how we can be able to raise funds up and then and pay for our monthly dues along with indigenous people of Biafra fund. Then things can go better. I call all the people in Germany, all the states in Germany along with their coordinators. I will not like to mention each and every state who doesn't pay and who pay their own monthly dues. But failing to pay this money by probably next week before this month run out, I become one after the states. And when I measure your state, and then I tell you the whole world how much you owe to pay, and we give you time to pay this money. Majority of all these states I've been measuring now, some of them are in green, some of them are in yellow, and some completely in red. If you know you have never paid your monthly dues, please come up. Coming up, you have a limit time, and it's up to next week. I will come back again on the air, and to make sure that every Biafran in Germany and those coordinators who are participating in this movement must understand our point here, is to raise funds. And Biafra is coming is not what we can leave only for the editorial board of Radio Biafra. director of Radio Biafra have completely fulfilled 70% of this movement by traveling around the world in order to bring you together. Then ask yourself, where are you? You are sitting there. Every one of us must bear one thing in mind. Neither you participate in battlefield or you participate in the fundraise. Each and every this, if you fail to participate in any one of them, you become a saboteur to us. This is clear for the Germans and the people of Biafra in Germany. Director, thank you. Let me come again for the whole people, for the Biafran people, indigenous people of Biafra around the world. One thing must to be clear for every Biafran. Wherever you are this night, listen to me. About 18 months ago, we have the same similar problem we have been going through in the indigenous people of Biafra have been going through today. Editorial board. This problem is only that there are some group of people who come out desperate, wanted to destroy all our efforts. What did they want to achieve? This is a very good question. Just 18 months ago, if you can go back to the previous broadcast, January, February, March, up to May 2013, listen to those programs. Some group of people come to England and work with the editorial board, director of Radio Biafra, travel around Asia, all the whole part of Asia, from Japan to Indonesia, from Indonesia to Thailand, from Thailand to Malaysia, from Malaysia to New Zealand, from New Zealand to Australia. After going all these places, the message is to bring this message to the indigenous people of Biafra in Asia and tell them that the Biafra is coming, that we are going to build transmitter. Of course, this is clear. Now, the director take this message to Asia, and when he returned back to Asia, to England, and then the editorial, the people of Asia started contributing a huge money to the editorial board in England for the buying transmitter. Now, some group of people during that time, I will mention their name. Dr. Egemba participated on this. I don't know him in person, but I heard about him. Egemba participated in this. Chilera in Tennessee participate in this, along with Amarachi. All these people are the founder of Radio Biafra. Work very hard for their country. What happened? By the time now they return back to Asia, to London, and they saw there is a huge money coming from Asia, people have contributed for transmitter. They call on them to share. Now they refuse to share this money. By the time he returned to Asia, some of them even wanted to execute him. Now what they did is to return back to Biafra and turn back to APC along with Okorocha, and they try to dismantle completely effort this Radio Biafra have been attempted to build during that time. Chukwa Biama did not allow that to happen. And now all these people I'm mentioning are working closer with APC now as we speak. 2 months ago, each and every one of us who are listening to Radio Biafra can understand exactly the participation from Mrs. Rita Neborg. This woman is working very hard to make sure Biafra comes. She cried here every off and on, every day, calling the people of Biafra to come up so that Biafra will come. Now, by the time the people Biafra are coming around the world to listen to what her cry, to answer her question, now, but Mrs. Anneborg now turn back to Biafra again and come a coup plotter against Nande and the group of editorial board. Let me ask this question to my fellow Biafrans. If we continue this effort of destruction, where are we heading to? We have only but 50 out from now to 2015. December to achieve the Biafra or all of us will be perished. Failing to achieve this Biafra in this short time, our mission, our struggle here is completely vanished. This is why I ask every Biafran around the world to think about this. Are you participating in the raising the fund or are you participating for the destruction? If someone who have been participating so much, worked so hard, running around like the way Nandu for all over the world in order to make sure this Biafra come. Where are you? So some of the other people are sitting somewhere else planning to destroy, to completely dismantle this effort. This cannot lead us anywhere. I try to make this thing to declare my fellow dear friends all over the world this night who are listening. Neither you come out today, you come out tomorrow. The time we have, it has a limit time. And that limit time, we must achieve our goal. And failing to achieve this goal, then all our effort is gone. I thank every one of you this night. I thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I thank Barry Sammezu, he's my brother. I'm looking forward to one day to be with him in England. I thank also Mrs. Karumond. Karumond, I heard your voice this evening. I learned that you are sick. I'm very sorry. Mechukwa Bia might give you strength and quick recovery. Say, I would like to...
No more thanking. We have thanked enough. At least you have thanked Karumond. And I also welcome what you have said. Thank you very much. Thank you for that, for giving us an update on Germany, which is a very fine thing to do. Thank you very, very much for that, please. We have our European representative on the line, but I ask him to wait. He's been waiting for a very long time. I ask him to remain where he is. I shall come to him very shortly. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Reto, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, your name and where you are, please. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Amazing. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? No, they're not paying attention, or the line is very weak, in which case we suggest the callers back. I'm going right away to Edoziem, who is our European rep. Can you hear me? Edoziem, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir? I can. Please go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me this moment to make one or two announcements, and I want to begin by commending all principal officers in Europe, the national coordinators, as well as the zonal coordinators, and all Biafrans in Europe also, for their efforts, whether it is little or big, in making sure that our march to freedom is moving on seamlessly. Those of us, those zones that have been able to meet up with their responsibility as it pertains to the monthly dues, I want to commend your effort. I would like to say, I keep on keeping on, like Richard will always say, and remain focused. Don't let yourself be distracted by side talks and falsehoods being peddled around here and there. It pays us better to spend much of our time doing what we ought to do, preaching the gospel of Biafra, making sure that people who are around us, they are aware of the message. They are aware of what is going on in our homeland and trying to bring them on our side. And those of all those zones that are still falling behind, we have to remember that last week the financial department head came on air to announce those zones that have paid their monthly dues and those that are still unable to do that. It's true, after that announcement, some zones still did send their payment evidence. But there are still remaining those zones that are yet to, either they have paid and haven't sent in their evidence of payment, or they are still yet to pay. And this announcement, I am directly to them. Please, you have between now and Thursday to make every effort to make sure that you pay your monthly due before Friday. And there will be a second window of opportunity for your names to be heard that you have paid if you have sent in your evidence of payment after the first announcement was made. And for those who are yet to pay, I appeal to you this evening to make sure that between this night and Thursday evening that you make your payment and send, please, to your national coordinator the evidence of payment, and all national coordinators, please endeavor as quick as possible as you receive this evidence to forward it on to me before 12 p.m. On Friday, so that I can forward it to the financial department for the use of Friday evening. Secondly, I would like to let all national coordinators know that we will have another emergency meeting on Thursday. We had a meeting last Sunday, and we had some discussions there. We were addressed by the head directorate of state and our COC. These two gentlemen, they were present at this meeting. And flowing from our discussion on that meeting, we will have a meeting 6 p.m. Biafran time on Thursday, 6 p.m. for all national coordinators, and this meeting will be on Skype. And I want to say that this meeting is compulsory for all national coordinators. Whatever might be a reason that you may not be able to attend, please make sure that within now and that time of Thursday, you take anything that will be on your way, or like a stumbling block for your not attending this meeting. Take it out of the way, please, and make sure that you will attend this meeting. It is crucial, I want to repeat. And I encourage all of you, all the Biafrans. I want to specifically also thank the people here in Geneva for what they are doing. Our meeting in Switzerland. Now, pardon me, Director, I want to be a little bit, I still belong to Switzerland anyway, so I want to also use the opportunity to announce that we will have our General Assembly meeting in Geneva on the 2nd of November. And this meeting is also very crucial, very important. Every Biafran in all the zones that we have in Switzerland, you are enjoined, you are encouraged to be there, because very important discussions will be made. We appreciate all principal officers from the least to the Commander-in-Chief. We appreciate the time, the sleepless nights, and the empty stomachs that you guys, time and time, days and days, weeks and weeks and months and years, you're putting into this trouble. And we know that he that called all of you to take up this work will not abandon you guys on the way. He will be with us until we get Biafra. Director, thank you very much for this opportunity, and good evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and good evening to you as well. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller who is on Skype. What is his name again? His name is Sean. I don't know where that name comes from, but we'll find out later on If he can stay there and wait for a short while, we shall go to him. Let us go to Viber once again to try. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you, please. Yes, go ahead. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Michael Okafor, the Secretary of the Indigenous People of Biafra here in Madrid, Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I thank God for everything, you know. I'm speechless exactly for what is going on. But when you talk of Die Hard Biafra, you know, people think that it's just like Akara and Moi Moi something. But the people don't know that this is not a democracy regime we are. You know, I thank God for show us to open our eyes for us to see those that are with us. You know, now I can see. Now, even though what I didn't even know before, now I know that somebody you can even call your friend, your closer friend, can betray you. Somebody you trusted can betray you. But I thank God that in this Madrid, here we are, we, the indigenous people of Biafra, we stand firm. We don't move. You know, we have our own focus. We don't care about what people is talking about. Let them go to hell. You know, so what I'm trying to say is this. Thank God, was it last week, though, we went for our evangelism. You know, everything went smoothly. You know, so, and I'm still using this opportunity to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra here in Madrid that we are having a meeting for this coming Sunday by 6 o'clock there in Moslex. So, and I'm also using this opportunity to ask, because, you know, they mentioned Spain that we haven't paid our monthly contribution. You know, Director, we don't have a direct how to send it here direct, because we almost send our own to Barcelona from Barcelona.
Not anymore. Barcelona, as we speak, is under probation. Not anymore. You don't send anything to Barcelona. The same way nobody sends anything to Enugu from now on. I said it last night, and I mean it. Any breach will attract severe reprimand. Don't send anything to Catalonia either. Don't say anything there until further notice. If you don't know what to do, you hold on to it. You contact the European rep. That is their job. Contact the European rep. Contact your national coordinator. They will tell you exactly what to do. Or you contact the European rep. They'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Barcelona, as we speak, is under probation until we find out what they're doing with Bilia Human Rights Initiative. Mad people. Please go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say now, thank you very much for enlightening me that, because our name was called before for those that haven't paid for their monthly contribution. Though I called my coordinator, that is Chinedu, so he explained to me that he cannot send that money to that place according to what you said now, that we first of all confirm, because we don't have direct this thing to send it. So thank you for enlightening me. So what I'm trying to say again, I just want to call this number for those that doesn't know where we are having our meeting on Sunday. Let me just mention the number, call the number, so that if you don't know the plus, you can call this number to contact us. We are there, Gidibam. 632-040-858. Again, 632-040-858. Another second number, 632-288-745. Again, 632-288-745. So I'm trying to tell all the indigenous people of Biafra here in Madrid, they should not shake. You know, I trust them. I know what they can do. So anybody, any refract that trying to call this number, you know, to talk bullshit, I first of all send bomb through this number to destroy that person, though they know me very well. So, Director, well, I thank you very much for your good work. I thank God. You say we should not thank you, we should thank God.
Yes.
I thank God for everything.
Thank you.
God begin to guide you and protect you wherever it goes.
Yes,
any evil that will rise up against you.
We have lost him. We have lost him. Thank you very much for that. I did promise the caller who is on Radio Biafra 1 that will come to him. The caller on Radio Biafra 2, also remain where you are. The first caller is on Radio Biafra 1. You've been waiting for a very long time, and I commend you for that. Can I please have your name and where you are, please? We are Radio Biafra.
Director Nnamdi Kanu, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Emmanuel Ifeanyi Nwachukwu from Mbise. But you people should not kill me. I have to tell what happened. My is hungry. He's hungry. Things are difficult back home. These people are they are just setting up church to extract money from people. It's normal. And I didn't agree with barrister saying that in BC people they do too much voodoo. Every village in Igbo do. Every village in Igbo land do. So my brother is.
But it seems your own ROC is more stronger than everybody else's. No, there is one at Chukwueze.
No. Alawaga.
Yes.
Forget about all those things. Forget about all those things.
I like that. Please go ahead.
No, director, I don't have much to say. I guess you still remember me. I thought you know this idea.
Of course, I will know it. You look like a bodybuilder. Yes, I know it. I can see your picture.
No, my brother, I'm not a bodybuilder. We spoke some time ago. I called you privately. You told me to call after the program.
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, from my. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Of course. You know, so, I understand. Yes.
I don't want to. I just want to ask because I want to know whether. As there's an adit in Igbo land, say that now, so I hope you understand
I do, but a lot has happened in the past few days.
So and, the only thing I would like you to do is just to contact the coordinator.
Yes.
In my home, I ask him.
Yes.
What
yes.
are these? Remember what you know.
I know. Let us not go into further detail, please.
I should call. I should call you after the program.
At the same time, yes. Call me after the program as well, as usual. Please. Do
okay, that. No problem.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Allow me to do the thanking, please. Don't thank me. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your resolve and your resoluteness to start. But for standing to have somebody, a Biafran, standing by the truth is not easy. So I should be thanking you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller, they are busy saying something else completely. They're saying something else. You call Radio Biafra. Are you in a bar?
80,000.
These people. Dear Lord, they amaze me. They amaze me. It's unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, and you're joining us. Our lines are open. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. We are on Skype. We are on Viber. We are on the landline. It's landline, of course. It is landline. Let's go to the land and take this very call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening. They are not responding in real time, which is a bit worrying. I don't know why they don't respond in real time. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
They have come again. The same group of hello people. They have come again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. What is going on today? Are people not listening or what? How can somebody call Radio Biafra not say anything? But on Skype, I'm talking to you and you're hearing me. You're asking me if I'm talking to you. Turn your system down. Turn it down. My goodness me. See, it's amazing. I don't know the planet. These are the people we're going to go to war with. There's a very big problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, please? Your name. At least start by telling us your name, please. The rest cannot speak. I don't know what's wrong with them. Go ahead, please.
I'm hearing you. I am Alice Chukwueze calling from Oslo, Norway.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, my director, P. please, there's something I wanted to chip in this very incident that happened a few days. Please, every elected officer of Indigenous People of Biafra need to teach what is freedom fighting. Because some of these people and some of these our women don't even know the meaning, what it means, what is required. Before electing even coordinator, we must teach them the meaning of freedom fighting. They must understand it correctly. Before you must make something like
a leaflet, a pamphlet. Paper. Yes, a pamphlet or something.
They must go into it, first of all, before allowing them to handle a post, whether they can be able to do it or not.
That is correct. You're right.
As soon as they accept, they send their signature and send it back to you.
Stay where you are. Hold on. What you're saying is important, and I hope that everybody is listening, including the directorate itself. That the head of directorate is also listening. Everybody, every principal officer, this is what we are going to do. Exactly what this Biafran is saying right now is what we are going to do. Please start again and tell us exactly what you said for the world to hear, because we are going to implement it verbatim from top to bottom. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that you must write a pamphlet. Every coordinator, any person working is as a head in this Biafran movement, must go through it. You must teach them first the meaning of freedom fighting. Some of these people don't know the meaning. They must, when they go through the pamphlet and accept it, then they can be able to participate.
And they have to sign. They have to sign a document as well.
They have to sign it.
They
must, so that they accept it, the terms and conditions. If you told them to sleep naked in outside for 1 week, they must do it. No democracy in freedom fighter. When the Afra comes, we can go and practice democracy. We can listen to our women. We can listen to. We don't need those things now. Everybody has to focus in his or her eye in one place, in a ball, just in Biafra. That's all.
Thank you very much.
And another thing I wanted to say here is there is people, I don't know who controls this Biafran room, this place they used to send posts.
Is it Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Many of them.
Those areas must be, I think, some of posts here, you don't have to accept them. Not every post, because there's some posts thrown here, in here, put more confusion in people. You know, our people is very, very far away in their slumber.
Yes.
We need to post something to waken them up. Not
my brother, please, give us your name again and where you're calling from. You seem to be making so much sense this evening. It's untrue. Your name again.
My name is Alice Chukunwaka from Oslo, Norway. I'm from Amiibo in Wangle local government, Biafra land.
From Oslo, yes. Oslo, Norway. That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm a full member of Oslo here. Yeah.
What did you come for the conference? Did you come out for the conference?
Of course, I'm part of people that organize it. I'm the one standing in that and giving people my phone when they wanted
to speak. Okay.
Speak.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm full time member. So what I'm
go ahead.
So what I'm saying, that pamphlet, you need to prepare it very, very well. Anybody that wanted to work for Biafran need to come out willingly and go through that pamphlet. If he or she accepts it, she signed it and returned it back. No mercy, so that others will learn a lesson. All these people that are compromised, all of them must go. But Imam Mezu should stop apologizing. Please, he should stop apologizing. No mercy.
Because if you show mercy, that was what caused the problem in the first place.
Others will be talking mercy.
Hold on. What caused this problem was, initially, when this problem arose, I was not my usual self. I became sentimental. I should have been as ruthless as I am to say, no, you're out and you're out.
I made it. Is that a mistake?
You're out. You're out. Others screaming.
And,
no mercy.
Allow them in.
No mercy. No mercy. No mercy.
No, that'd be no mercy. That'd be no mercy.
Because we are not here to. We are just heading one place to grab Biafra and nothing more. Because I can see that some of these people. Last time I'm listening to one coordinator from Sweden is talking. Utemofo is coordinating. I think a few days ago. What is he? Don't even know his job. He don't know his job. He's asking Uche before. He don't know that you said we are wiper like snow, but he don't have information. I'm expecting him to say that to say something against you, something we can grab. He couldn't be able to say anything. Huh? All these people, they should go away. And another thing is the guy called, I think, this morning or yesterday from Spain, talking that Onyonyo doesn't have paper. What does that mean?
Nonsense. It is rubbish.
In this world with paper.
I looked for paper for 8 years. I couldn't go anywhere. I was trapped in England for 8 years. I could not move an inch. I'm telling you, you go to nightclub and you're dancing. A girl you meet for the very first time, you say to her, will you marry me? And she will think you're mad. Because you're looking to normalize your paper. Are we from this place?
That he can be owned by someone that didn't have to. What does that mean? In this moment, there is some of policemen that are in the wheelchair. Some of military men that are in wheelchair walking. What that is in their brain is what needed, not their legs. This is what we need. And you know, can stay one place for 10 years and give us what we want.
Of course. And he's doing it.
We need.
We don't care. We are not here to look at
people.
People
really don't know what they are doing. All of them should go away. All of them, all of them just should move away. But we are not here. You know, listen to another thing is, Igbos never have autocratic, in the history of Igbo man, Igbos never have autocratic rule before. This is the reason why we migrate everywhere. You see, this is why they conquer us. We are
easily,
in Douala, Cameroon, those places are Igbos everywhere. We have never had autocratic before. So when we're talking about coming together to rule us in this world, for us to use this aim to achieve, our people found it very, very difficult.
But we will educate them. They will understand. They will understand.
Found it very, very difficult.
They will understand. They think not all Sonomchia.
No mercy.
That be no mercy.
No mercy. We need autocratic.
We do. And I thank you very much, my dear brother. We are not being autocratic. We are being disciplined and precise. This is freedom fighting. If you can't do it, you get away. Freedom fighting means following orders. You're told what to do, you do it. If we say sleep outside, if it is in the interest of the struggle that we sleep outside for some time, then so be it. It was in the interest of the struggle that I slept in the car. I had no accommodation. I had to sleep inside the car to be able to fund the Biafra movement. Single-handedly. All this thing the whole world is doing, I used to do it alone. Single-handedly. This thing, I used to do it alone because I was in a well-paid job. Because I loved my country. I had to sleep outside in the cold to serve my country. Nature was commanding me to do something and I did it. Nature commanded I should sleep outside in the car and that was exactly what I did. Not for one day, not for two, not for 3 days. I was running from place to place trying to, people say, but your work is good. You employ people. I was a manager, mind you. I manage people, white people for that matter. Ask those that know me. In England, I didn't say somewhere else. A manager in England. I did not say a frontline staff. I said manager. All my money I poured into my country because I put my money where my mouth is. And others are doing this. My dear brother, he's lectured us this evening as to what we're supposed to do. I hope we got it. Nobody will ask you to sleep outside for the sake of it. Are we drunk? No, we are not. If it's in the interest of the struggle, then you do it. Allow us. Have we failed before? We have not. We know what we are doing, for goodness sake. 19 years I studied this. 19 years. That is why there is no question on Biafra I cannot answer. I don't defer the question or the answer. I don't say, let me go back. Ask now. I will answer you right this very second. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. There is a caller on the line. Can you hear me? They have gone. They just wanted to hear our voice. Maybe they're in love with the voice. I don't quite understand. I don't know. Let us see if we can get this very person who is on this other line. Too many calls coming in. Of course, we expect this is Radio Biafra after all. The finest radio station on this planet Earth. The finest. Even Obama is listening and we welcome him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director. This is Chukwudo Tunye from Munich, Germany. I'm from Obo in Biafra land. Please, director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Do you have Arose in your village, the same way they have an Mbisi all over the place?
No, it's, I'm from Obo and Mbisi. They are almost the same, but we are not fighting in the church meanwhile.
Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Yes, dear. Director, I want to start, first of all, to announce our meeting here in Munich that will be coming up on the 25th of October. This is very Saturday at our normal meeting.
Oh, Tony, can you raise your voice? I don't know why you're talking as if somebody is chasing you for papers. Can you raise your voice, please?
No, Tarek, so can you?
It's better okay, now. Yeah. It's better. Go ahead.
Yes. So, I want to repeat again that I want to first of all to announce our meeting that will be coming up this very Saturday in our normal meeting venue here in Munich. And I am asking every member to make sure that they turn up on time, our normal meeting time, 4 o'clock in the evening. And also I am asking the members who has not meanwhile complete their defense fund to try to come up with it that very day because we are rounding up. Another thing is this: most of our members who have been present since all this while, I am asking them also to come up and show up so that we will see them because we want to upgrade our register so that we know who is with us and who is not with us. To director, there is one question you wanted to address, but all this while you were in States, you know, so this question, you asked this question while you were in Sweden.
Yes.
You were asking them and nobody answered you this very question. I think I will try to answer this query, this very question with the little knowledge I have in it.
Yes, go ahead.
You ask them that, can they tell you the achievement, the Igbo Union all over the world, the achievement since they started the Igbo Union all over the world?
Yes.
And nobody could answer you that very
question. Do you have an answer for me?
I have an answer for you, Director, now.
Go ahead.
Igbo Union all over the world have achieved two major things here in Western world.
Go ahead.
One is that they have made a student bed day to not belong to children again. They have converted to be a very big ceremony.
The colors this evening, you people are making me to laugh too much. So two, the achievement of...
Their second achievement, director, is that they have left what the Europeans have bet, which is potato, and they converted it to yam. And every time they were celebrating yam here in Western world, director, please, this is a very big achievement for this very people, and if you want to see them in crowd, just give them two of this very invitation. You will raffle for the crowd, you will see.
So one of the achievements of you, hold on, I want this, one of the achievements of Igbo men in Europe is they have turned,
yes.
they are the people that turned children's bad day from being a thing for children into adults. They took it away from children.
Yes. Very big achievement.
Oh my God. My dear brother, I love you for this. Then, I'm telling you. I do.
Director, again.
Otonya, I'm in love with you because of this. It's massive. It's heavy.
Director, again, I want to address your word in Manchester because I've been following you all over the place, especially everywhere you are. And in Manchester, you told them that the blood will flow on the ground this very evening. And the whole chaos, Nigerians there, they raveled. They couldn't come into the hall. And they were thinking that maybe you have pistol or sharp dagger inside the speaker of our radio.
No, they never know
that you are going to flush them with information and the facts.
And truth, Eziopu, I speak the truth always.
Always. And then when you shower them with that, the man who said that he's from Bano start to ask you questions of 1999, asking you how do you think that you will achieve Biafra? These questions have been answered since the beginning of this very struggle. So, Director, again, what I'm saying regarding to what is going on now, to have a little contribution towards this. I will say that now, our principal officers all over the world, they have the job to do. Now they have to have a meeting. That very meeting will be anybody that is out of this very struggle, that very person will be out spiritually and naturally.
Of course, now.
And we will make sure that as soon as the person is out, we will secure ourselves and we will get into a very strong instruction to the person. And if that very person go contrary to it, even myself, that very person will pay with his blood. Because we are not joking. I know how much we have fought to see that we are free. What we are asking for is freedom, nothing but freedom. We are not fighting for oil resources. We are not fighting. We are not politicians. But we want to be free so that our people down home will one day sleep and dream like a human being. Because now they are not dreaming like human beings. They are dreaming like animals. That is what we are fighting for. If anybody, even that happens to be my mom, go contrary to this very instruction, that person will pay the price. And what I'm after is that we will make sure that when we want to give punishment, we punish the actual person, not the wrong person, so that we will not regret anything at last. Another thing I want to add in, my director, is this. I can tell you now that there is a new unit that is coming up here in Bayern regarding to the evangelism we are doing.
Yes, evangelism is key.
And that very unit is Nuremberg. Nuremberg is coming up. They have their first and the second meeting, and from the report I got from their last, Nuremberg is coming up, and I want to use this very opportunity to encourage the coordinator of Nuremberg by name Austin Wood to keep on keeping on. Just as our brother Chemoso has always been telling us. So, Director, more grace to your able.
You're thanking me. You want to spoil it now. You have done very, very well. So
no, okay. No, I am not thanking you. I am saying you keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much. That is better. As my deputy will say, very able for that matter, Chemoso. Keep on keeping on. I will accept that. Thank you very much. Please, 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 Wanoneni, our national in the USA is on the line. So also is Chimezie Ndefobe. Please, two of you should hold. Every other person should hold, please. I'm going to the men's skyline. Can you hear me? The person who is there, this is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, proclaim your name for the benefit of our listeners all over the world, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Sir. Yes. Am I the one I'm talking to?
I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I can hear you, my director.
Go ahead.
This is Ikechukwu Samuel Anunobi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brussels, Belgium.
From Belgium. Are you part of the family in Belgium? Are you part of us in Belgium?
Yes, sir.
Do you attend the meeting? Do you know Dooms in Belgium?
Yes, I know Dooms.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, director, I've been following Radio Biafra lately. So I heard all what you were saying. Some people have started already the movement of betrayal. So what I want to say to you is that you don't allow what they are doing to shake you.
Never, ever. Yeah. Never. Not me.
You shouldn't be surprised of what is happening. But rather, I'm happy that it's happening now, that we are not in the war yet. So that you know how to plan again ahead of them. You know, it would have been more dangerous if the war has started before they do this. You know, you wouldn't know whom is who again. But now that it has come earlier, so you know what to do. You know people you are dealing with. You know, Igbo people, oftentimes they are jealous people. Some people it might be purely jealousness. Because of
that's what it is. The that's way the Lord wrong. Is using it's you. It's just jealousy. That is
the way the Lord
else.
Is just jealousy. So, yeah, just being jealous. So keep it on. The Lord will be your strength.
You say. Thank you very, very much. We are now going to, how can I say, wait, and they are gone. I think both of them is gone, if I'm not mistaken. Are both gone? Unfortunately, yes. I asked them to wait, but they are gone. I don't understand that at all. Let us go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have somebody on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, good evening, director. I'm Tina Jonathan. I'm calling from France.
From France. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I appreciate your work, director, and all what you are doing for us.
Thank you.
Please, I want to talk with Sister Ngozi Madu. That is why I'm calling. I know very well that she's listening to this broker this evening. Because if she's reasonable enough, I don't see why she should build something. In her profile, I saw that she wrote Biafra, University Biafra, everything Biafra. And she has been putting effort in this struggle, so I don't know why she should come at last to destroy it. That is what I don't understand. And when she is doing it, she is calling every woman, although I'm not among their women anyway. I know I'm a Biafra. Me and my family, we are Biafran. So what she is doing, I'm talking to her direct. She should know and think if she's really a child of God, not by coming to join Biafra, if you are not really a child of God, your Biafra is spirit. You should walk like a child of God. You don't come to destroy or to blaspheme the director, because I saw what she wrote in her Facebook. I read it today and I'm very, very, very upset. It's not good at all. If she don't want to join us, she back off. Not everybody who believes in this struggle, we get to the struggle. If you don't want to join, she's tired with her group, they should back off. And Biafra must come. And Biafra is already here. Before we were born, Biafra has been in existence.
Of course.
None of us. Yes, before we were born, Biafra has been in existence. And nobody, born of a woman will stop it. Nobody.
You say?
I am not happy being in Europe. My child, whenever I take her to Biafra land, she didn't even want to remain there. She don't want to come back to France. Telling me, Mommy, I like to stay there to play with my family.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? People coming to destroy what we are building. Do you know how much we have been contributing every month? Fighting to get these people to be free. I mean, to go back to our country and become human beings. How can you be, you know, wearing tights like a small girl for 15 years, 10 years? Yeah? You cannot dress like a different woman. You cannot be proud to dress and mean to be free. Now winter is coming. You come to wear jackets. You have some wrappers in your box, you cannot wear it. People are dying in that country. People are, I went to home in this April. I saw what is going on there. Even in Biafra, I saw it in Facebook, somebody published something. They are now going to Biafra in their farm, killing women, beat somebody into coma. This person is crying, they are dying. People are dying in Africa. There's no school, no room, you finish school, no work. Nothing is going on. Look at Aba, look at Ariaria, look at everywhere. What is that? I don't understand. Why is it that our people cannot grow up? Why is it that they cannot grow up? Eh? A fool at 40 is a fool forever. You will not remain fool in Europe. You have to go back to your country. People are fighting. Look at Ukraine, Russia, everybody. There is no country who has never fought. This is France we are. They fought and they win and they have no mind. How can women behave like children? This makes me sick. When I read all what rubbish they write on Facebook, I say, look at this girl. She came up and said, I'm Jaffra, and she said a lot of things. She struggled. She put all her efforts, and now she wants to destroy it, saying that you are not going to give up Biafra. Isn't land alone going to give up Biafra? No. We all have to join hands to get Biafra. Everybody has to get that alone. Biafra is not only you alone. It's not only you alone. If you decide today you will not do it again, nobody will do you anything. Nobody will do you anything because it's not only you alone, it's all of us. So let us all wake up and join to get our country back. Please. I am tired of staying here and wearing tights. I need to go home and live like a human being. So please, director, this is all what I want to say. To all Biafra, those who are really Biafra, not those who just came to destroy. I mean Biafra. You earlier said if we are 100, we are okay.
100.
If we are 100, we are okay. Please, we don't need saboteurs who will come and deny us after all this suffering. I mean, this thing has gone a long way. It has gone a long way. I've never seen anybody come out this way. I've never. And without you, director, they won't be Biafra. Let them know it. Let them know it. I'm telling my husband, without you, they won't be. I have seen them. I have seen all the youth Ghana must go to carry money to share. Because you are... Please, director, don't be angry. Don't be angry. Do you understand?
I'm not anymore. I was before.
I'm very, very upset.
Yes.
I'm very, very upset.
Don't be.
How can you abandon your family, abandon your job, abandon everything? See, they cannot appreciate. They cannot appreciate. What do we appreciate when you gather, you come with animals, go, you share money? All of them will be fine. Or you will use your name down or your photo to do rapper. They will be dancing. You want to saw them dancing in Abuja for stupid president? They don't know that you are more than a president. Or is it because you go to them, you eat together with them, they are seeing you, they are talking with you? These people are very stupid, in short. They are very, very stupid. They should grow up. You make rapper their dance. That's what they want. They dance. Why, chief? Why this one? Why that? I want my food. You see somebody telling you the truth to set you free. You don't want it. To set you free. You don't want it. Well, I'm not disappointed because I know Jesus Christ was crucified. A lot of people were persecuted. Stephen, they stoned him because of Christ, because of the truth. So, director, whatever they are doing to you, you take it as a persecution.
Of course.
If you don't receive persecution, you will not be strong.
That is correct.
Okay?
That is correct.
Yes. You are being persecuted, and you will be strong. You don't mind. We are with you. We are with you.
I know.
I'm never with them in any of their gang or whatever. I am never. And this is my first time calling Radio Biafra. This is my first time.
It is.
My first time. Because I'm very, very angry. I sit down, I listen. I've been following this program for more than a year now. I never called. I am listening. But this one pushed me to call. I cannot understand. You build a house, finish, and you want and destroy it. I don't understand at all. I don't understand. So if anybody don't want to join, after all, it's not everybody must join. Not everybody. Then when we fight to get this Biafra, let them come and go to the Biafra land. We will know how we handle all of them.
Of
and shame will be on their own. Shame will be on their own because Biafra is here already. Biafra is here already. Nobody born to a woman will destroy it.
You say?
Director, continue with your job.
You say,
continue,
thank you.
We are with you. We are with you. We are with you.
Now
I
know.
Thank God for the wound that gave birth to you, Director.
Thank you.
I thank God for your family, your wife, who is bearing all this nonsense. You think it's every man will do that? Not every man will do that. You are come with truth, and we are following you. Many of them, they don't know God. They are just claiming they know God. Jesus, every time they wear shorts and go to the church, stupid church, that they are collecting money, building mansions. What have you gotten? Nothing. That's how we be buying jets, and you are there washing dead body in Europe. Washing dead body in Europe. Shame on you women and you men who are, even in this room, here we are, we organize, my husband is a coordinator in this our where we live. Then we organize this thing, nobody comes, Director, nobody. When they come, they start to talk rubbish. They know me. I fight them, I don't give a damn. I told them, before you join any group in our city here, we need money. If you cannot get your money, you get out. I don't have food to cook to give to stupid people. I am sorry, Director, that leave everything to Chukwuabiam. Chukwuabiam will reward you. Your suffer will never be in vain. I promise you this. Don't mark it. We will get Biafra. Director will be alive to see your suffer. Okay? Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. When people sound this way, I'm encouraged. By way of update, I need to explain to people, considering what our sister just said, I need to also remind people, because here we pride ourselves on speaking the truth always without fear before anything born of a woman. I was given, people say, oh, why the fallout, this and that? Of course, Belier did their homework. They found the weak ones and they isolated them and they captured them. Not women. A group of women got together and gave me an ultimatum. You either sack Omiomio, I shouldn't call it, he's the nickname. I either sack Uchenna Siebu or they leave the movement. They destroy it, essentially. I either remove my own head of directorate who has done nothing wrong or they destroy the movement. Ngozimad was there. And I asked her, who are the women involved? She said, all the women. There's a little girl in Israel called Ebere Asogwa. And that also our own sister. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. I don't believe that Ebere Chukwuanibog will be anywhere where there will be a conspiracy against me. If she moves against me, then my mother can move against me. I'm telling you, I cannot believe it. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable that she's in a meeting where people decided to wreck this movement because I will not remove somebody. Nobody told me anything else. They never explained anything to me. They said the only demand they made of me is remove the head of directorate. And I said, I cannot do that. He has done nothing wrong. I am an upright man. I am very, very direct. I am sincere. And a lot of things have been said. But in keeping with our truth and honesty approach, we must make things very clear.
It was Ngozi Madara that opened up her mouth. Despite all the work she has done, she has motivated and spoken to people. You know, sometimes envy can be a very dangerous thing. Envy is very, very bad. They never said anything to me. They never said I did anything wrong. The only thing wrong I did is that I did not remove Uchenna Asiebo. That is my only crime. Because of that, they have to wreck it. But that is not good. So does it mean if you go into the new Biafra, if you stay in an opposing political party, if the party that you, the person you didn't vote for wins, then you leave the country? That is not how to do it. And it is not democracy anyway. We are in command and control. Command and control. I don't know. I cannot. No, it's impossible. I still can't believe it. That, no, it's inconceivable. Ebrechukwu Anigbogu. In a meeting against me? Nah, I don't think so. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. They're not saying anything. I find that amazing. Very, very amazing. I can get the static coming through, but they are not saying anything, and I don't know why. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Well, good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Okonkwo Peter Chukwudi. I'm calling from Turkey.
From Turkey, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Sir, you say we should not thank you, but...
No, don't. Thank Chukwu Abiyama, please. Thank Chukwu Abiyama, not me.
Samiwa, I'm from Ezeola in Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir, I see what is happening. I hear the cassette you played day before yesterday.
Yes.
I was very, very surprised. Because if it is somebody telling me that Ngozi Madara will do like that kind of thing, I will not believe it. Honestly. Because I've been listening to Radio Biafra since. This is my first time I have been calling, but today I'll never go through.
Yes, go ahead.
I can't believe that woman can do such a thing, honestly. I'm very, very disappointed.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable. We shall pray for her. We should pray for her. We should all pray for her. That is what we need to do. Prayer. Prayer. That's what we need to do. I am beyond being upset. It's atonement. I'm not coming here atonement. I can't understand it. Something strange is happening to me. I can't explain it. I am covered by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my goodness me. Something has happened to me. We must pray for them. Pray, go and pray for them. Go and pray for them. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
That is the man after my own heart to be the OBNU, our coordinator in Los Angeles, a man that Chukwu Abiyama will bless, and the very beautiful wife and the family. Please go ahead. The whole of humanity is listening, including the president of the USA, Barack Obama. Go ahead.
Director, I'm going to return your same information, not to praise nobody, please. I am nothing but serving the people of Biafra, because I need Biafra more than Biafra needs me. You know, there's no point I'm not doing anything. I always remind assembly here that whatever you do, don't think you have any position or whatever. Just do things because something needs to be done. Okay? I've been trying to get in, call you on personally and everything because this...
Yeah, I saw your missed calls. Yes, I saw your missed calls. I was in a meeting then.
This
event
of these few days, it has devastated me. I am very upset at the entire thing. It's not the behavior of these individuals, because I listen to the tape. It's not the behavior of this individual, but what is really concerning to me is you trying to exonerate yourself or what? Truth is truth, Director. I don't know what you're trying to do. Okay, anybody that has ear, we know that you are doing the right thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to see these things happen over and over again as long as we haven't got Biafra. But I want to let you know that what you're doing is a precedent to what is going to be in Biafra, because you can imagine 45 years or more than that of this mental slavery, people are very cheap.
People are very cheap. Look, just like you always said, very poor people, wretched. When they see any crumb, they start shaking. That's, I mean, you know these things already. So why are you worried about what is going to happen? It is really sad. It is really sad about Bella Chukwuemeka. You see, I don't know what may have gone into her, but I know that the bad spirit can go into someone and they do something unimaginable, unbelievable. Bella Chukwuemeka, wherever you are, it is really sad that even though you did not confirm that you are dumping the struggle, it's through government. Maybe she's a spokesperson. I don't know. But it is really sad what is going on. And I'm not going to keep saying anything because I know the our sister, Carol Monde, summed up the whole thing this morning. And I heard her very well, Director. This issue should cease. We don't need to talk about this thing. You know, it doesn't matter. These people are out, they are out. If they want to come in, I mean, they should start afresh again, just like the regular members. They are people, they are brothers and sisters, they are who they are, their friends, if they want to be. But in order for them to join what we're doing, they have to go back to the grassroots and learn how to take orders. What I'm saying in this respect, and that reminds me, you know, these days that they are talking about it, and some kind of thought coming to me. I was thinking about the big Iroko tree. How this Iroko tree, nobody even sees the seed when it's planted. But for whatever reason, it starts growing. It starts growing trees, I mean, branches coming in and fading away. Branches, leaves coming in and fading away until it becomes this Iroko tree that we always give example with. I know that what we're doing is similar. If I can use that as an analogy, that's what we're doing. Okay, so do not be surprised when people do things like this. Okay, it's going to be shedding of those branches. It's going to be shedding of those leaves until we get to becoming that strong Iroko tree that is not going to be moved at all. But I'm telling you, my brother, you do not have to say anything to exonerate yourself or to tell us, because we already know who you are. And I'm pretty sure BFS all over the world, when you played that tape, a lot of people already made their decision. So there's nothing, you are not convincing nobody, you are not going to convince me anyway, because I know that God has sent you to come and do this job. Okay, so please, Director, we will meet. I'm not saying that once I finish talking, everybody should stop talking about them. Well, people can air out the opinion, but it should not dominate what we're doing. Please, my brother. And I want to appreciate and thank all Biafrans all over the world. That's when they to work at Dickin and Coleman. So I'm not coming to say I thank you, my brother. I don't understand that, though. But if you say so,
I will follow the instructions. Please do.
And
please,
I keep saying to Biafrans all over the world, what you need to do is to do what you are required of to do. If all of us, you know, men, yeah, if you want this miracle to happen, otherwise we'll be stuck. We're already stuck. So do what you're asked to do. Stop pushing up yourself or nothing. You are nobody. If you're somebody, you should be there down there in the zoo, jumping up and down, killing like they're killers, because they're killers over there. The people surviving over there can do unimaginable things. So if you want Biafra, just do what you're asked to do. Don't think that Radio Biafra gives you a platform to come here and start yapping. I was listening in the Manchester broadcast about this clown that called himself coming up there, thinks that he's knowledgeable or whatever, to start telling our people that they're aware, that he cries. He cries about war and stuff like that. He cries about video. And then if you cry, what are you doing? If you cry, you should be able to take your cry to the world and let them know that this is happening in your land. I've not seen a place where things that are happening in our land is happening. And yet you have the guts to come here and ask stupid questions to director, asking how many people are part of this. That's not what you need to know. What you need to do is to do what you are required to do. I'll leave it like that so other people can talk, my brother.
Well spoken as always. Well spoken, enthused, energized, infused with boundless energy as we march forward to go and resurrect our country, which was buried in the avalanche of colonialism, repression, and imperialist control when they were living, they handed us over to the servants of Satan, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, for the continued, the perpetual, the endless subjugation of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who once again has done his miracle because he is God. As long as our hands are clean, as long as we are incorruptible, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, as long as we remain brave and upright, that this same Chukwu Abiama, whom we see and know as God the Creator, may love us. The truth will be spoken on Radio Biafra. Heaven knows I must speak it here, even if it leads to my death. Those we fight for are those who cannot help themselves. They are helpless. They are hopeless. They are disenfranchised. They have been rendered destitute. Nobody speaks for them. That is why we do what we do. We are comfortable in Europe. People are comfortable in America. All over the world, people are raising their children in the comfort of the civilizations built by other people. We need to go back and build our own. That is why we do what we do. Not for any other reason. If you are consumed by jealousy, please, River Niger is close. When you drive to the edge of River Niger, you jump in and drown and die. Envy gets you nowhere. You can be jealous, but you cannot be me. You are not educated more than I am and can never be. I am an educated man. You may not like it, but I am. If you think you're educated as I am, come out for an open debate. 5 minutes, if you go back, your luggage, your wife will throw you out for disgracing her. The little child knew that he ran away, as I expect every child to do when they come in front of me. You should run away. You should run away. Because one question and you unravel. He was very clever. He said, give me your microphone. Very clever boy. He would have been disgraced beyond recognition. The first thing, they go back and lie about it. Said, they didn't want me to speak. Liars and cheats and deceivers. In a hall full of people, you want to lie to cover up your useless, decrepit tracks. When grown-up men resort to blackmail or attempted blackmail or to try to impugn your integrity, then you know you have arrived. Because man did not call me to do this, Chukwu Abiama did. Only Chukwu Abiama will determine what happens. And before I took this commission, I asked him a simple question. He said yes. I will give you Biafra. You must pray and recognize me as your God. First and foremost, before any other thing, you must see me as your Lord and your God, above and beyond every other thing. Exodus chapter 20 verse 1, for I will have no other God than Chukwu Abiama. None whatsoever, as he commanded me to. And he said, upon that, everything else will be added unto you. And I said in return, this Biafra, give us Biafra, I will return your children to you. They will worship you. Make this journey as impossible as possible. Remember the grammar I use, as impossible, make it as impossible as you can possibly make it. So that when Biafra comes, they will know that man cannot do this. And then when they ask us, our job is to point people in the right direction. When they ask us, how did you manage to do this? We say it's Chukwu Abiama. Then the people will worship God. Very simple. And I'm giving you the secret. But your hands will have to be clean because I am incorruptible. Incorruptible. That is why the zoo is afraid of what we're doing. They cannot buy us. It is, it can never happen. No? Never, ever, ever. Because everywhere you go, there is God. And he must protect us. This is Radio Biafra. Don't want to lose my voice. I can't afford to lose it. I cannot afford to lose my voice. because the Heavenly Father, the heavenly bodies are watching, and we are preaching the gospel of the restoration of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are learned. That is why we can speak English. That's all. Because we studied in their language. In 'any way they want it, we are correct grammatically, both in our language and in this very foreign language, which we have chosen to advertise to the world with. This is Radio Biafra. The caller who happens to be on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Chimezie Asiakanma. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden. Is Sweden part of this very family?
We are strong, director.
Go ahead.
Yes, no problem. We are strong.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you can remember, I was there on the day you came. So,
of course.
Yeah, so you don't need to worry. We're going to move on. There's no going back.
Go ahead.
So, there's no going back. So I just want to tell you that I talked to our director and everything is okay. I just want to tell you that you don't need to worry about what people say. You know, we are strong in Sweden. Those who don't want to be among the struggle should just stay away. You understand? So there's nothing to worry about Stockholm. We're going to be strong as usual, and we're going to move on, and we're going to get Biafra. There's nothing to worry about, director. I don't have much to say. I just want to tell you what is good, that we are together in Stockholm as we are. You understand?
Of course.
So that's all I want to say. Thank you very much. I mean, you don't want me to thank you.
No, please don't. Thank you, Kwa Biama.
Glory be to God, director.
Exactly. That's what I prefer. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I am humbled by what you have said. France has been very, very strong, but a few of them listen to gossip. You see, in our lives, we must learn to trust people. Trust is key. And let me tell you how. I just don't say things, I do it. The funding of our movement back home is exclusively in the hands of our sister, Bridget Guaniborg. I don't ask her any questions because I trust her. Those that know her can contact her and say, does he probe you? I don't, because I trust her. She's a good woman. I don't have to worry myself. That is what trust is all about. If you send somebody to go and do something, you believe and trust that they will do it. That is the essence of trust. Not you send somebody on an errand, you're doubting them. That means you're evil. You are a product of Satan, of Lucifer. You are an evil, evil person. And you can never see good in your life. If you trust somebody, give them your trust. Don't give it halfway, as some people did in France. I'm not very sure. Must be mad. Think we are joking here? You think this is a child's play? It is a question or a matter of life and death. You don't faff around with it. It is very, very important. Trust is key. As a man, if you don't have trust, you are not worthy to be a man. You are not worthy to be a man if you lack trust in you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are? They heard our voice and they ran away, as always. They will try. They will boast to their friends. So I'm going to call today on Radio Biafra and speak. And then they call Radio Biafra and they fall to pieces. We expect them to anyway, because we are formidable. Very, very formidable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can
Hello,
you hear sir. Me?
Hello, Commander.
Yes, can you hear me? They heard the voice and they ran away. They should stop running away and speak. People should stop running away and speak. If you have something to say, please say it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Oh, no, it's not them. It's the phone. That is what they do sometimes. They it's Jonathan and his people. They know how serious we are. They know how serious we are. And they are doing the best they can to stop us. But can they stop us? The answer is no. We are unstoppable. If Jonathan cannot stop us, who can? $300 million. We don't even have up to 4,000 pounds. They can't stop us. Who can? Nobody. Only Chukwu Abiyama. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please continue. Give us your name and where you are.
This is Henry Igwe. I'm calling from Waterford Island.
Waterford in Ireland, please go ahead. Somebody's calling you on Skype, is that correct? I don't understand it. Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
There is a noise coming from your side, I don't get it. Give us a name of where you are, the caller on the phone.
Are you talking to me directly?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is Shogo Kinshi Ogochukwu. I'm coming from Angola. I'm from Ishoko, my Nishu, on the Charuku government in Ebonyi State, Biafran land.
From Angola, this is what we are doing, uniting the Biafran family all over the world, all the way from Angola. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I just want to tell you that I'm just coming back from our meeting. Director, I want to thank God that you have given us reasons to follow you. Thank God for this thing that happened. We are very, very happy. Because this is the thing that came out from the atonement we just finished. Director, if this thing did not happen now, we don't know their plan. They would have finished off at the end point. Thank God it happens now. Thank God that give us issue. Because the whole world have seen how when you said we are whiter than snow, people doesn't know. But we have proven to the whole world that we are very clean and transparent. We have trust in you. As I keep telling people, any day you say we are not going on with this struggle, to me particularly, I'm back off. Because we have seen transparency, and it's only transparency that will take us there. I want to thank God for these things to happen. Angola is intact. We are intact.
Of course, I expect them to be.
This thing does not move us. In fact, we are happy.
The only thing I want to beg of you again
is to tell all our Facebook admin to stop posting all those things. It will make them see themselves that we are feeling that they left. It will make them to see themselves that they are important.
They are no longer important, my dear brother. And I take what you have said. I have an announcement to make, please. And I'm telling the admins, we have many of them. There are nearly 10. You should go through Radio Biafra London and every other Facebook page, every article, every reference to this very issue should be taken down, regardless of who wrote the article. I repeat, go through Radio Biafra London. Every article making reference to this very issue should be taken down. You will have people with their fake IDs coming. That is the way they operate. They will no longer be able to answer their own names. But what we are telling you is, do not respond to this very issue again. It is dead. Please, I beg of you, all of you. Go through Radio Biafra London Facebook, the largest of its kind in the world. We are the largest collection of people in a particular place discussing one topic, in our case, Biafra, anywhere on this planet. So we are huge. When we send one message, millions of people read it. Go there, hunt for every post, every comment dealing with this very issue, and take it down immediately, please. Thank you very much. Continue, my dear brother. Continue if you're still there. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So what I want to tell you again is that anything that's happened is God that did it. Because these people would have finished off. Maybe when we are bringing in our ammunition, they will tell the Nigerian government that we seize it. Thank God for this thing that happened. And I want to tell the whole world that transparency is ultimate. Director, you have shown us reasons to follow you. I mean what I'm saying. You have given us reasons to follow you. One guy came on Facebook and said that Director Namdekan is a fraudster. He's duping money. I said, yes. He's a 419, we know. He's duping money, we know. The one who's duping is our money. You are not contributing. We are contributing. We are not complaining. Why are you complaining? Maybe for us, it's our money. The money we are contributing is to use this money. Our motive is to use the money and serve this radio Biafra and preach this gospel. And then from my own knowledge, I know the radio Biafra is working 24 hours. And the director has never stayed one good month in London without going to other countries to preach the gospel. That means the money we are paying is getting into what we are paying for. Divorce, we are fools, we know.
My dear brother, all of you this evening, I don't know where all of you came from. You are all making point from the first caller to yourself. Everybody has been making one excellent point after the other. People, let us deal with this issue this night. People say, oh, where is our money going to? Before, when your money was in your pocket, did you have Biafra in 88 countries? The answer is no. Before, when you did not contribute, did you have any media of this sort, of this magnitude, disturbing the zoo? The answer is no. Before this time around, not even during the heydays of the criminal Owasurike, did you manage to have people decamp from the Nigerian army wanting to join what we are doing? Today we have them in abundance. We can't even feed them. Where else have you heard before that anybody representing Biafra in any capacity has been able to give interviews, at least in America, to a prime? I gave interview to KALR in Los Angeles. It is an AM station. It means it is network in America. AM, not FM. Everybody received it. All across America and beyond. Who has ever done that before? Nobody apart from myself, with the help. Those that made it possible is the Biafran family in America under the national leadership of Ikenna Wanoneyi and our rep, Irania, and also B. Debiono that just spoke. They made it possible. I went to Malaysia. I gave an interview in Malaysia telling Malaysian government in their own land, stop killing our people. Who has ever done that before? People are... Anyway, they are black people. What do you expect? There are no lights in their villages because they are dumb. That is why. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
My director, don't mind them. They just make us to move stronger. And I like what is happening now. At least the weed has been withered away. The strong men are there. The people that have passion for this race are here now. So we know how many we are, and we are not going back. No going back until the Afghan camp.
He said.
This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and may Chukwa Biama bless you immensely. Let Chukwa Biama bless you immensely, immensely. This is Radio Biafra once again, please. If you want to reach me, or you say you've tried. I have, so you know me, I said the other day I can't trust people, but I have to work with Biafrans. I have a principal private secretary, my PPS, very, very important, who is Obioma Ebere, who lives in Sweden. Anything you want me to do, you call Obioma Ebere. If you want to speak to me, you call him. Anything you want to do, you go through him. I receive thousands upon thousands of calls. Some of them I cannot even deal with. It is better that you contact Obioma Ebere if you need anything at all. If you want me to visit your country, anything at all, because I'll be in Japan very soon. I'll be in China. I'll be in Hong Kong. And our enemies will be dying. If I'm not doing a very good job, why will they want me to come to Japan to spread this very gospel? I don't have anything at all. All we have is the truth. Ezioku. And we shall go to Japan, to Tokyo, and also preach this very gospel before an audience of Biafrans. I will also grant interview to a Japanese radio station. Nothing anybody before me has been able to do. And by me, I mean all of us. When I say me, I mean all of us, all of you that support the diehard, hardcore Biafrans. All of you. That's what I mean by that. What we have been able to do, all of us together, no group of people have done it. Nobody. If you doubt what I'm telling you, I think we went somewhere. People thought we were joking until British government officials met one of our people and said to them that I listened to Radio Biafra. And he confessed at Manchester. He came to me and said, do you know that British government said we have dedicated people listening to Radio Biafra? And we said, good, of course, we love it. We know so. We know they listen. We are in their country. Our broadcast is incendiary. We know that. Can you do this? All of these people, all these wretched people lying. I never lied. I said I'm a Biafran. I went to jail in the zoo because I am a Biafran. Solitary confinement. Because I am a Biafran. Driven from Lagos to Abuja under military escort. Because I am a Biafran. I was kidnapped by Owasurike because I spoke the truth. Because I'm a Biafran. What have you been through before for Biafra?
Have you suffered before for Biafra? Or slept outside before for your country? Have you gone back home before to risk your life, abandoning everything that you hold dear to go and serve your country? You can never be like us. We are special. We are hardcore Biafrans. We are born to do this very work, you see. That is why we are born. The reason why my father married my mother is to give birth to me, that I may walk towards the restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth, that we may bring light where there is darkness. That is why we are here. And Biafra will come. Watch and see. Envy cannot save you. The number for my principal private secretary, Obioma Ebere, is, he's also a very powerful man, you know. Maybe next year he will decamp and declare for Jonathan, who knows. But we are praying. My prayer now is Chukwu Abiama Mena Ebere, which is his name. His number is +46 738 242 522. I repeat, +46 738 242 522. If you reach Obioma Ebere, you have reached me. Be nice to him, because he will not relay your message to me, I'm sure. This is Radio Biafra. And the rest of the people that I say you can reach me direct, you know who you are. You can always come to me. This is and come to me via my private line, please. Very important. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. If you are kind enough to give us your name and where you are, we'll be most appreciative, because we are this very wonderful station they call Radio Biafra, and we are live on air. The whole world is listening. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Unbelievable. I can't hear them. Let's go to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Kelechi Nordi. I'm from where? I'm calling from Forest Gate, East London.
Forest Gate, East London. Thank you very much.
Yes. So, Biafrans all over the world, I greet all of you. I just want to say a few things regarding the events of the last few days. I am director. You have principal officers who are working with you. People should stop calling about this issue. You now have to sit down with your principal officers, like one Nene, Mamezu, and the rest of them, and chat a way forward. Things like this.
Only if one Nene can get through. I'm trying to get hold of one Nene this evening. I don't know what's happening. He needs to call us back on Radio Biafra, important, or Radio Biafra one on Skype. One Nene, this is for you. Please go ahead. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes. So, you have capable hands. You people have been running this thing for a long time now, especially you. You've put, you know, enormous effort in everything. We know that. It's not in that. So, people from tomorrow, it's enough. You've had enough. Now, you sit down for business and they chart a way forward. Then, as from tomorrow, people should stop calling you and telling you, we are with you, we are with you. Rumor mongers and peddlers should stop. Anybody who wants to tell you now is with you. For example, if I want to tell you I'm with you on Friday, I have to, between Monday and Thursday, send money, because we need money now. Yes, when I send money, then I wait for a day or two for you to get the money. Then when I call, I'll tell you, I say, director, I'm so-and-so person, I'm with you. Have you received my money? You say, yes. Then you know that I'm with you. We should not have been talking, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. How many people are contributing? So people should stop this, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. Let's not be distracted. Please, if you want to say, tell the director you're with him, send money, and that's the evidence. The director will know he's with you, and not by talking. This issue, if I'm to say, after dealing with you, with it this night, director, it's enough. Tomorrow should be a way forward. Consult your principal officers, sit down together, have meetings, and how we move forward. If you want to forgive some people, it's up to you people. People should sit down and discuss it. If you want to do away with some people, still between you and your principal officers. Outsiders, like people like us, should stop calling and giving suggestions. Please, you've had enough of suggestions. It's 2-3 days this has happened. It's enough. People are listening. We are calling our job brothers and FA people to join us. With all this, they will think we are not serious or we are not capable. From tomorrow, please, let us know that you are capable of leading us. Enough of this, you know, suggestions about what happened, this and that. Please, it's enough. You are capable. You've been running this thing for a long time. You have people with you. Sit down with your principal officers. Please, chart a way forward for us. Tomorrow, we want to have a new dawn. You tell us this is how you organize things, this is how we are moving on. No longer the issue of the accusation of this or this person did that. We've had enough of it. Please. We can't continue like this. People are listening all over the world. They think we are not serious. What's going on? It's enough. After today, please, director, this is my own suggestion. Listen to everybody today. Yes. Tomorrow is enough. Please let them allow you to think, sit down and reflect, consult your people, and have a way forward. Thank you very much and good night.
Thank you very much. Everybody, I don't know, the Holy Spirit has come down. All the callers today, everybody is making very valid points. I don't know what to do. This is fantastic. It is amazing. What you're saying is correct. We want to go and show the world we mean business. We have come to get Biafra. We have not come to listen to gossip or to tittle-tattle. We have come to restore our country in truth and honesty. Please do us a favor. Let's focus on that, please. And show the world. And I hope Japan is ready. Because it is the land also of the rising sun. It is the land of the rising sun. When I go to Japan, things will happen. Watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear sister. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from, if you may, please.
Yeah, my name is Obiagiri Akabel. I'm calling from Essen, Germany.
Essen in Germany, the same place, yeah. I believe, or in fact, it's Germany where Nenaya is. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Director, I just have one word to say. Yeah, despite that, I have not been following up for some time, but from the comment I heard and what I read, one thing you have to know about this world that people don't talk about ordinary people. They talk about exceptional people. So you are exceptional. So definitely they will talk. That's the only thing I have to say. Just keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, my dear sister, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on the line, I believe. When they talk about principal officers, they don't come more principal than this. It's equal to your former, our benefactor. Those that have actually spent money. Those who can actually talk. I say, I have spent money. Running into thousands of dollars. Please, your former is with us. And the world is listening. Please, your former, go ahead. Your former, they are doing something to our line. I believe that now. Because I see no reason why this phone shouldn't be okay. It is taking everything, but the calls are not coming through on it. I don't know what is wrong. I am struggling to understand exactly what is happening. I don't know what is going on. I do not. Let's go and take this very call, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, director. Am I the one?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I know your voice.
Yeah.
My dear sister.
Yeah, okay. Good evening. Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening.
First of all, director, I'm too upset, but I don't want to go into that issue.
Please don't. Please don't.
But
I beg you.
I want to assure you, director, that I, Nenaya Anya, I am not part of the Biafran women worldwide. I am not part of them. They are on their own. So, I am still in this struggle. I did not take permission from anybody before I joined this struggle. So, nobody has any right to say that I'm no longer in this struggle. I find it very, very insulting. You know? So, the thing is that I do not move. I am very consistent. And that will never change. I started in this struggle and I will be there to the end.
You say?
The rest assured.
I know so.
You have my support.
You don't need to convince
me. Normally, I don't talk much. It's whatever I'm doing that we do the talking. I just wanted to ask those people that decided that they want to destroy the struggle. I just want to ask them, what sacrifice have they made since they joined this struggle? What? Is it financially or what? I just want them to tell me. Director, do you know that I had leave made this year I cancel my bid.
Of course.
I use my money for my flight. I said to my mother, Ma, I got my lot now for. I will not come home. I use that money for my ticket and pay for the senator. Our senator back home. But
yes,
I said, I don't want my name to be mentioned.
You said so, yes.
I paid and I made other payments there.
You did.
So all those people that are now coming to take decision on my behalf, what example did they set? It's not just coming on air to talk every time. I am here, I am this, I am this. You know, it's very, very insulting. Why should somebody give our own director an ultimatum? Why? Just because you respect women? You know, you respect them, you lift them up, so they think they can now rub shoulders with you by coming to tell you that you either do this or that. If I go to the office now, I cannot give my boss an ultimatum, or else I'll be out. That's the way it goes. People should learn to respect one another. Even if all this, what you are doing for us, if they don't appreciate it, at least they should respect your wife. She's a woman like them. You know, in Igbo land, I can't imagine a woman going to a woman's meeting and say, hey, you people, today, if you don't do this, you are out or we are out. The family will just call the man and say, you people should leave the place. That's the way it is. According to my auntie, she said that these days, women, we wear trousers. So we don't know who is woman. We don't know who is man again. Because everybody is just the same trouser they are wearing. You know, I mean, people, we've had enough of this insult. People should stop insulting our director. Enough. And this idea of pleading, forgive. Is it when they destroy you before people will know that we are now in a very serious situation? Is it when they say that something happened to our director before people will take it serious? People should stop begging. We are not begging anybody here to join Biafra. We are not begging anybody to contribute. I mean, enough of this. And sometimes I tend to wonder, suppose they are in your own shoes, will they be also asking for forgiveness? Will they say we should forgive people? No, they will not do it. Director, please, I'm asking you for something. From now on, remove the soft skin and put on the hard skin. Remove the soft skin and put on the hard skin. In other words, be hard. I think it's because you are too soft. You accommodate everybody. That's why everybody now, you give them a handshake, they want kiss. They want to rub shoulders with you.
That is
it's cool. Because of Biafra. Some people say, you can't. They won't even come close to you. But because it's Biafra, Ewerosu, Etienolubu, Etienobono, Etienka, and now what we hear, Amapa and Kewonke. That is why. But director, please, I need hard skin. A little bit tougher than the way you are. Otherwise, in this second stage, in your game, and this we don't want.
I know.
Please.
Yes,
and the second one is, a lot of people will give you advice. They will say, director, do this, do that. Please, at the end, follow your spirit. Follow your spirit. Your spirit will lead you to the right way. And it's because of that we are here where we are today. Not because of anything, but you follow your spirit and your God will guide you. You follow the light. He will show you the light. Nothing will happen. The people with you are more than the ones that are not with you. But some of us, we don't talk. We don't like talking, you know, but we are with you. Please.
Thank you. Yes,
put on the hard skin.
I will.
It's very important. Yes. Hard skin. Don't try to satisfy anybody because you can never satisfy anybody. There will not. We are all sitting comfortable in our house. We turn on the lights, we put on the computer, we listen, you know, but you are traveling around the whole place. Can they do that? Don't they know that the seat you are sitting is really a hot seat? Do they really realize that? They can't sit on that seat for 2 minutes. Or that Muhanoko. But you are there because God sent you. Do not be afraid. As people will say, nothing major. Nothing will happen. Just go ahead. But please, hard skin. Change. Too much trust is good, but sometimes, that's the way it is. Please, that's all what I want to say this evening.
Thank you very much.
And second, finally, after the announcement I made on the 17th of October about people that paid and those that did not pay, there have been some changes. For example, Dubai have paid for October, and Israel, they have paid their arrears. They paid for August, September, October, and even November. They have paid, according to what I got in the mail. And then in Germany, the new zone, which is Nuremberg, the man called me today, the name by Austin Wodo. He called me, said they had a meeting and they made some contribution that he's going to pay in something. I said, pay. We need every money. We need place. So he said he's going to transfer the money today. Then I said, okay, send the receipt to the European rep and then a copy to me so that I can compile it. People are paying. They're a little bit slow, but they are paying. You know, that's the issue. So nothing will stop. People are coming. In fact, what happened is really good, Director, because the atonement is actually working. It's really working. So now we now know who is who. But please, do not say, I don't think this person will do this. I don't think anybody can do anything. Anybody. You know, anybody. If the person that you even, the least you expect, will be actually the one that will do something that will be very shocked. Please, Director.
He say, for those of you who don't know her, that's our sister Nenayanya. This woman, for your information, started giving money to Radio Biafra since April of 2012. She gives us between £150 to £200 every month, if not for the likes of her, Chukwu, your former, Kenneth David. We won't be where we are today. These are those that heard the gospel very early. In fact, I won't say I convinced them. Chukwuabiam sent them to come and help this fledgling. She's still here till today. This month, she gave us £150. She's still going to contribute at her zone. Because of them, we do the work that we are doing. Because of them, we can feed an army on the ground. We thank them so much. But we cannot let them down. The denibles of this world. And also those of them that work for us, our Facebook admin, they are running a very, I don't know how to describe it. Not when I praise them now, next week they plan a coup. Amandianes, but we must do the right thing, regardless. Our Facebook admins, you people are doing a very fantastic job. It is not easy. Nearly 500,000 people in one place commenting, both those who are real and those who are fake. You people are fantastic, and we commend you for the work you're doing, all of you, from our sister Chinwe to Engineer Imranya himself, to Emeka, and also to Karomonde, and who else is there? I'm mentioning those I can see their names, please. And our COC is also a member of this very noble body as well. So also is, who are those who are there? Let's see. I want to see the names of the people. So is Mchukes as well, Ike Digwe, who does, and I don't know if he has a laptop. I need to send a laptop to the man who does the transcribing for us. I don't mean cheap laptop of £200. I want something powerful, something very fast, because he's transcribing for people who cannot listen online. So Chukwu Ikedigwe needs something very, very potent, a very fast laptop, and that is the responsibility of Japan. Japan will buy a laptop for Chukwu Ikedigwe, because Japan is where they make very good laptops. They must get one for him. I either keep it, I will take it when I come, or they can send it to him. Very, very important. I hope Obioma Ebere is listening to make sure to remind Japan of what I said. They will buy a laptop. If they cannot do it now because I'm going to see them, they must prepare to do it at a later stage to make sure that Chukwuebuka Igwe gets something that he is... In fact, he needs three systems. He needs a smartphone, he needs a tablet, and he needs a laptop. Very, very important. He will get all of them. He has been working with his tiny phone for a very long time. Very long time. We commend each and everybody there who works very hard to ensure that our Facebook is as tidy as it can be. I don't know if I've missed out anybody else, but if I've missed you out, I'm sure we'll... Of course, Austin Ofoma is there, and also Don Kingsley is also there. I remember all of you. The work you're doing is fantastic, and Chukwa Abiyama is your God. We go to the line for the last caller today, please. If you can hear me, you are on Skype. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
My director, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Director, my name is Onyechi Obi. I'm calling you from Geneva, and I'm from Ihiala, local government of Anambra in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, my dear director, you know, for there's no word to describe what's going on actually on our, you know, on this our movement, honestly speaking. I don't know how can a group of, you know, matured women and matured men, you know, just talking or writing those trashes. I wonder how the young generation are seeing all those things. I mean, and for, I just want to ask you one question. Do we have something calling Biafra group of worldwide men or whatever?
No, honestly, there is no word. We are all one family. There is no worldwide men.
Okay, so why do we have? So why do we had or have? I don't know if they, if they still existing. This group calling Biafra worldwide women, women, or why? I mean, do, because as for me, I think that what a man can do, a woman can also do it, because we are all Biafrans. So the fact is that I suggest that every group of people calling themselves worldwide or national wide or whatever wide they are going, you know, they might come from, we should all pull it down and remain one family, because I don't think that it's necessary to have a group of women and discussing about one thing or another. Let us discuss this, you know, together. I don't know if you are getting the point.
Yes, I do. I'm getting it together. Yes, that is what is a very good point that you're making. But you know that well, women have a way of doing their thing, and our men also. So it's something for us to consider. Of course, I've taken it on board. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and as for me, director, I do appreciate what you are doing. Thank you very much. You say that we should not thank you, but I must thank you. Thank you very much. And go ahead, Chukwu Abiyama is with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you too. I said, don't thank me, but they thank. I don't know what to do. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not thank me. Don't thank me. Thank Chukwu Abiyama. It is better, because every honor and praise should go to the Almighty Father. And I thank each and every one of you. It's disappointing this evening that one on any, our national, our very able national in the USA could not reach us. And also, to quote your former, maybe tomorrow morning we'll get a better luck, more or less. Tomorrow morning for us, which will be night for those of them in Los Angeles. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you very much for having been a part of us this very evening. We pray for the protection of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the only entity that can see the hearts of men, even when it is dark. Therefore, not only do we offer him praise, we reaffirm our pledge that this Biafra comes, we offer it as absolute sacrifice to his magnificence and his majesty, because to us, Biafra is not just a country, it is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Chukwu Abiyama is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe and your respective families. But more importantly, and most graciously, the same Chukwu Abiama Ekekereligwenuwa will bless Biafra. From me here, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.